Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a devastatingly important radio show today for you, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, the 20th day of May, 2009. I'm going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Obviously, I have news of great import as world government is openly set up in front of everyone, as the federal government takes over every facet of society here in the United States, and as other puppet central governments expand control of the hegemonic money power. But something happened here at the office yesterday that upset me so bad. But not in a hysterical type of upset. I have a deep, deep disgust. It's deeper than hatred. It's more like a raw spot at my core, gnawing at me. Only counterbalanced by the love I have for innocent, innocent souls. And I hadn't eaten much lunch. I hadn't eaten a breakfast yesterday, and I've been so upset by this, I can't eat, and I couldn't sleep last night. And let me tell you, I can always eat, and I can almost always sleep. I'm not hungry. And I'm just completely angry. But more than angry, I'm just hurt because I know tyranny when I see it. I know evil when I see it. And I just realize the blight that's on our land. You know, it's characterized as a fight between the people and the government. But really, the people and the government's drawn out of the people. The government is just a tool, a mechanism, enslaving those that work in it as well. It's a very sad, pathetic situation we're in, how we're played off against each other. Coming up in an hour and a half in studio, we are going to have one of the customer service ladies who works here in this office named Janet. Janet Sanchez. Very nice. Worked here quite a while. Really friendly, smart. You know, has a good spirit. I like her. And I got off the air yesterday, and it was about 3:30, and I was going to go home and see my family and then come back and work last night. And I walked into a little administrative, you know, human resource. We're all resources in a little human resource office. That's not what we call it, but that's what it'd be called. And, you know, she looked like she'd seen a ghost and had tears in her eyes. And I said, "What's wrong?" And then she began to tell me what had happened at the Family Destruction Center, the prison induction center, the re-indoctrination center known as the public school with her 8-year-old daughter, Haley. And, you know, you read about this type of stuff in the news, but when it actually happens to somebody you know, it's as if it happened to me. Because my instincts are straight, my head screwed on, pointing in the right direction. In my gut, I empathize for her, but the instinct, the programming is, I'm realizing at a base level, that could happen to her, it could happen to me. And somebody who works for you is in your tribe, as they say, psychologically, at least if you've got your head screwed on straight. And then the story that unfolded and what we confirmed is unbelievable. But in today's sick society, it's very believable. These sickos love strip-searching children. We'll be right back. Stay with us. What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I have a lot of financial news dealing with the auto companies coming up. Obama is further confirming that torture, secret arrest, indefinite detention will continue. Camps will be set up in the United States for foreigners and U.S. citizens alike. Nothing but lobbyists will be hired. London Telegraph reports U.S. sham bank bailouts and rich speculators, says buyout chief Mark Patterson. They just admit it's all going into private hands. Total corruption everywhere. That is all coming up, and even more draconian gun control legislation being introduced. We're being hit from all sides. And we'll have open phones, but coming up in an hour and a half from now, or about an hour and 20 minutes now, we're going to have in studio a nice lady who works here in my office with the CPS violating her and her 8-year-old daughter's rights in the government training camp. And just engaging in all sorts of sickening, despicable criminal activity. And they do it wantonly because the state claims it has immunity. You do not have immunity. It's another mind trick they play. It's like you go into police departments and they won't let you file complaints on other cops. Well, then you file charges on them with the court. That's criminal to not follow the law. The state has declared war on us. When the state abuses children, I mean killing them, beating them, hurting them badly, nothing happens because they protect themselves. That's why Justice Department's own numbers show that CPS is five times more likely than any other demographic to abuse children. They also have the most pedophiles in their ranks. Well, who else could go grab screaming children away from parents for no reason? These are monstrous people. You got pedophiles, you got control freaks, you got the people that like to get the bounties. They get big bonuses, they get money for every child they snatch. That's on record. That's federal law. So what I'm going to do in the next hour and a half is I'm going to lay out the horrors. The horrors of what I have witnessed CPS do with my own eyeballs. And I'm going to take your phone calls with your horror stories quickly and succinctly. Now, people will notice that a fella called the show Sunday night hyperventilating about how they came and took his wife's children from another marriage and took their newborn baby while they were at it. And at a certain point, I just hung up on him saying, I wish I could help you. Because if I was to emotionally identify with him, it would cause me days of agony. And I've likened it to I'm a person in a lifeboat in an icy sea, and there are millions of hands reaching out, grabbing, scrabbling for a hold on the side of the little boat, trying to pull themselves in. And I'm in a lifeboat that's already got so many people in it that it's right down to the water's edge. The water is almost coming over and flooding us. We're on the verge of being foundered, of being capsized, of being engulfed by the water. It's lapping over the side. We're bailing for our lives. And I see children dying everywhere from cancer, from the vaccines and what's in the food and water. Nothing stopping, and it's only intensifying. I see the corruption. I see the DynCorp Halliburton running giant child kidnapping rings in Chicago Tribune, BBC, congressional testimony. Nothing happens to them. I see so many crimes, so many evils. It's encyclopedic. Maybe I should write a book, you know, the Encyclopedia of Government Crimes or something. I mean, it's just so legion. It makes my mind reel. And it makes me real that I'm not strong enough, that I can't work 48 hours a day, that I don't have the will, that this stuff can get to me and that I can't just robotically move against it. That this is, see, ladies and gentlemen, I look at Brad Pitt at Cannes, you know, I'm on the Drudge Report and I see the photo, soaking in a bizarre ego trip with the director. And it makes me nauseous. And I see that ego trip in Brad Pitt, and it makes me nauseous because I've been on ego trips. And I'm still on an ego trip to a certain extent, though almost all of it is burned away. People misidentify just passion and fury and focus and dedication to bring down tyranny as ego. But I'll tell you, my deep hatred, and it's deep. It's deep, and I don't like it. It's so deep, I know it's my core. It's stronger than anything you can imagine. It's light years deeper than peacock behavior, preening peacock behavior. In fact, I miss the psychological diversion of dress-up, of imaginary play, of status. That's all it is. It's a childlike game. And the last remnants of that are burning off my hull. And I'll tell you, in a way, I don't like what I see because I see a machine. And who I am is changing. And it shakes me. But I'm telling you, all of you have to steel yourselves. I mean, you have to become like metal. You have to turn the forges on in your heart of resistance to tyranny. You have to commit. and you have to hate evil. You know, they tell you don't hate. My whole Bible's about hating evil and loving good. But I'll tell you, at that core, where there's that deep hatred that's so strong, it can't even be registered. It can't even be articulated. There is also something just as strong, and that is the love of innocence and beauty and of family and of everything wholesome and good, everything beautiful, everything honorable. And then I realized that my hate of the enemy isn't the strongest thing in my heart. It is only the armor wrapped around that love of the innocent. And it is my commitment to stand up against anything, to commit to the end. And I realize at that point, the last vestiges of fear have left me. It is now gone completely from me. All that is left is a complete drive to be everything I'm meant to be. And to fight the enemy as smartly as I can and to be focused. You know, I do 4 hours of radio a day, and it's fun to go wild, and it's fun to make jokes, and it's fun to imitate and be satirical and make fun of the establishment. And that's one reason we've been successful. But in my gut, I know that's wrong. I am going to be more effective. And it doesn't mean I'll change completely overnight, but I can see where this transformation takes me towards being more focused, more serious, more disciplined. And to try to launch more effective movements and organizations and really get serious. And that means get the people that work around me serious in this mission to take on evil. Because if you are in denial about the fact that evil is running rampant, it is, and think about what that means, rampant. It is running pell-mell, helter-skelter, wild on every point of the compass. It is a disease. It is a mental virus, a spirit that is just replicating, and it's as if giant reservoirs of stinking cess have been dumped into the streets of our world. I am not going to be part of it. And I'm just glad, and I am blessed, and I am thankful that I grew up, and I made my mistakes, and I did things that were wrong, but in the end, I ended up going down the right path. And I, for as much as I hate evil, I feel sorry for the zombie-like creatures that we call our fellow humans that are so weak-minded and so given over to evil that they can't recognize the evil they're involved in when they're in the middle of it. And let me tell you, I don't revel in the fact that you are so broken and wicked and pathetic and degenerate, because you're dangerous. A logjam of dead bodies, an 100-foot-tall island floating through the sea, can certainly overtake you and smother you when you're out on the open sea of the world. And so you're very dangerous for all the rot holes in your soul, all the spiritual worms coming out of your eyeballs and out of the nose, out of the hole in your face where your nose was. I see what you are. You're like the portrait of Mr. Gray. God, look at you. Look at what's become of you. And I'll tell those out there that have been serving evil, who thought it was sexy at first and got into it for power, if I can reach you now and there's still some good left in you, turn back now. If you feel an overtaking spirit of wickedness wanting to make you giggle and laugh about this, this isn't funny and you know it. There's still time for you to turn back. There's still time for you to break the conditioning and the programming and the brainwashing and the spiritual bondage you're under. But I don't know how much further you can go. For those of you who are fully given over to it and are basically Nazgul, you will fall. We'll be right back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
one 800 259 9231. Only with CPS stories, elder care stories, kidnapping old people, kidnapping children, federal bounties, international bounties. Meanwhile, DynCorp and Halliburton publicly run giant child kidnapping rings. And then you have the fact that when you go to most pediatricians or most doctors now, even adults, they say, hey, do you have firearms in your house? Are they locked away safely? And you'll be like, no, they're in the gun case, well, they call CPS on you. Or in the states where they have gun laws about how to lock them up, they send a SWAT team. And it's amazing. In fact, I've even got Senator Glenn Grothman putting out an article here saying medical care and firearm profiling. A constituent of State Senator Glenn Grothman stopped into his Madison office last week and said he recently had knee surgery. And by the way, this is confirmed. This has been going on for about 5 years. And they, by the way, put you in a health department computer. They just tell the doctors and nurses to do this. While getting the paperwork completed, the doctor asked the man, do you own a firearm? Do you keep it locked in a secure location? The doctor would not continue the appointment or provide medical care until the patient supplied answers to the above questions. See, they're turning everybody into secret police and then acting like this is normal. Senator Grotham's office is wondering if this is an isolated incident or referring practice. Yes, Senator, in case you don't know, Aaron just gave me this during the break. Yes, this goes on nationwide. And the American Medical Association orders their doctors to do this. I guess they might start ordering the doctors to mow their lawns. Or maybe give them massages. Or, you know, this is indentured servitude. Now I want to explain just how bad this is, how widespread. I've had 3 children. And a year ago, we're there at the North Austin Women's Medical Center because I like the doctor that's there. She's a good doctor. She's a fan of the show. She's not bad. I'm not saying she's bad. It's the bureaucracy. And I figured this out by the second child. They have health department computers. I really already knew about it, but then you're there and it's happening to you and you don't really pay attention. And the second child, they said, hey, will you take this file downstairs for me? And then the control freak nurse, they're on a power trip. They think they're like James Bond. You know, they've got all this power and they've got all this authority and they decide what to do. And so you go downstairs and you deliver the file and you come back and then the nurse leaves. My wife said, that lady, she was just asking me if we get along and am I rude to her? And, you know, like, oh, girls talking, we're friends. And, hey, do you have enough money? And, you know, does he abuse you? And then she was typing in the computer. Yeah, it's hooked into the health department. And so by the third go around, I knew about this. And the lady said, will you take this file down here for me? And I said, oh, sure. And winked at my wife as I walked out. Same deal. And all over the country, it's in the news. These nurses are such wicked control freaks that when you refuse the vaccine, a lot of times they'll secretly inject your children. That's been in the news. That's how evil government and now the nurses and the doctors and everybody else are, the school teachers. They're all a bunch of dirtbag spies. And so everywhere you go, you know, in the case with a lady who works in my office, at the end of the year, they have it 3 times a year, they call the children into the lab, computer lab, and then one by one, the counselor takes the 8-year-olds, I don't know, what grade is that, 3rd grade? 4th grade? They take them into a room, and they ask, how are you doing? And then they said, is your mommy rude to you? Do your parents argue? Tell me about it. Real friendly and fake. And then, oh, does mommy spank you? By the way, spanking's not illegal. Hurting them is. And then the little girl says, no, don't lie to me. Tell me, do they ever? Well, there's a little bruise on her leg. Little bruise. I'm walking into a just tiny little bruise on the side of the thigh from walking into a table. We've all had them. And the next day, yesterday, there are police there, and they make her pull her pants off and take photographs. We'll tell you the rest of the story coming up in an hour. The issue here is, ladies and gentlemen, that when you put your children in a public school, they have quotas to inoculate them. They get federal money for that. So they lie to you and tell you it's the law when it's not, because if they get 99% inoculated, they get big bonuses. That's on record. They get bonuses for seizing your kids. But they want most of them in school until the end of the year. Then they try to grab them. And I talked to the CPS lady today, and I said, I bet the end of the year is a busy time for you. She said, yeah, it is. And I said, yeah, got to get your quota. So we're going to break all this down and explain what the master plan is here overall. And then we'll open the phones up for your horror stories. By the way, they reinstated our YouTube channel thanks to the tens of thousands of phone calls. Thank you for what you've done out there, folks. I want to commend you for that. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of
fire. Having a soul hurts.
The ring of fire.
But
and it burns,
caring
burns,
about
burns,
your fellow man
the ring
opens up a wider universe. But with it comes all the pain. It is very alluring to just not care about people having their children stolen. It's very easy to just care about yourself and revel in being selfish. But you harden your heart, you lose your soul, you lose who you are, you lose your humanity. And the globalist, their religion is about only caring about themselves. Their religion isn't not just not caring about the public, but reveling in feeding on us, playing with us, like a mouse plays with like a cat plays with a mouse. Before it kills it, finally. And I know the government is 99% in the wrong. I know for every good thing they do 50 bad things. I know. The founding fathers knew. History documents. Common sense is there for anyone that cares to look. one 800 259 9231 with your CPS horror stories. You know, I have my lawyer who's a litigator and a corporate lawyer, and he's trying to figure out the best, most aggressive lawyer for us to get. We've talked to a couple lawyers last night. We're talking to some more today. And basically the advice I gave Janet Sanchez here in our office is what the lawyers have now told me was the best advice. Because I've probably interviewed, over the years, more than 100 lawyers. In fact, we even already had one set up today dealing with CPS that was set up last week. Rob Dew set this guest up last Friday dealing with the Minnesota case of a Native American where they're trying to put him on chemotherapy. And last night I was doing research and I was reminded of that little girl last year we had on where they grabbed her when she didn't have a very bad cancer. Chemotherapy her. Now they're saying there's a 20% chance she's going to live. The parents have taken her back. And, the chemotherapy almost killed her. It's the same thing with this little boy. These aren't Christian scientists. These are people that, you know, they tell you, oh, the chemotherapy's going to kill you, but we're going to do it. I mean, we already had somebody on dealing with CPS stuff set up today before this even happened in our office. I mean, I've interviewed hundreds of lawyers, hundreds of different legal defense funds, different organizations and groups. And since yesterday when this happened and now, I found a few of them, but most of them are homeschool defense groups. And they're like, well, we just defend homeschoolers. And I'm talking to these secretaries going, I know, but I've had your director on. I've had this group on. I've had that group on. And they tell me, well, I'm just like, give me the lawyers' names, you know, that deal with this exclusively. I'll pay them right now. And then Rob's not having much luck with that. So we've called a bunch of Austin lawyers. I'm talking to my lawyer during the breaks, trying to work all this out. I need listeners because there's so many different defense groups, so many different lawyers, so many different people, especially Austin lawyers that are aggressive, to email RobD, R-O-B-D, at Infowars.com. Rob D, R-O-B-D, at Infowars.com. And just short lawyers that have been successful, people that have done a good job for you. I mean, I've been during the breaks to talk to three different lawyers, and I'm getting on the phone with them, and I'm saying, look, this is what we've done. Do you agree with that? Yeah, that's the right thing to do. Are you going to be aggressive? He's like, well, yeah, it's good to not meet with them and not let them get more evidence or fake evidence and escalate it. So I got three lawyers we're dealing with right now, and I'm trying to get my lawyer, who's very high-powered, runs a huge law firm, very busy, and he doesn't want to give me a bad advice, so he's rummaging around for the best family lawyer he's got. And so a lot of times when callers call in and they say, they've grabbed my children, you know, and I'll say 9 times out of 10, I go, let me guess, you're homeschooling and your children were at recess in the backyard and the neighbors called CPS on you. And they say, yeah, that's it. And the CPS comes and says it's illegal to homeschool and they take your kids. It doesn't matter. There's no law. Last night, I spent 3 hours on the computer just reading hundreds of more horror stories to the point of I felt like my brain was just filled with dirt. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I do this because I'm tired of evil. I'm tired of little children being abused. I think about the millions of parents I can't help in the United States. I think about the millions of people in the last few years alone, most of them completely innocent, and they weren't given due process even if they were guilty. That's the issue. Who had their little babies torn away from them. Last Friday, I had a state senator on, Eagle Forum head of Georgia. And she was listing names where they don't just have bounties to get kids and quotas. They say, we've got an order for a 2-year-old blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl. They'll pay $400,000 for. And they go to the school, and they've got teachers and nurses they give kickbacks to, legal and illegal. They've got judges they give kickbacks to. This is in the news. I know for a fact they pay the judges around here to grab kids, and no one will stop them. They just keep committing the crime. I just wish God would strike every one of them down. Oh, God. And, you know, God does. You may not believe in the universe. You may not believe in karma, reap what you sow, but it's real, scum. You may not believe in a second life, an afterlife, but I'll tell you this. What you do in this life comes back on you. I fear the law of the universe. They call that God-fearing. And you're all going to be brought to justice. The world will bring you to justice. The universe will bring you to justice. It's not too late to turn back like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus, who'd persecuted and killed scores of Christians and innocents, tortured them. Legal tips at Infowars.com. That's the best one just for this case. Legal tips at Infowars.com. Send them to that. It's even better than Rob D. Rob D and Infowars. Legal tips at Infowars.com. It's not even the legal tips. I remember all these groups and foundations and organizations, and I printed off five or six of them last night, and you call, and it's a secretary, and they go, yeah, we've got the head of the homeschool legal defense group, but he's on the Hill lobbying at the Texas legislature. Yeah, we know who you are. We'll try to get back with you and have him on today. But we got to move quick on this, because I haven't told you the story yet, ladies and gentlemen. I hate having to talk to the CPS snakes on the phone, too. They are just such buckets of weakness and buckets of trash. They are just pits of evil. Weak-minded scum that lie to themselves about what they're involved in. You don't follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution and due process. It's better 10 guilty men go free than one innocent go to jail. And you people operate under the 1920s set-up eugenics courts. They're not even real. I've had it with you. And I'll tell you this, when the dam collapses on you, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. And already everywhere, despite all their PR and all their multi-billion-dollar propaganda campaigns with the feds and the states and the local adoption agency and the kidnapping rings and all their stories demonizing families on the news, the worm's turning and everybody hates your guts except a few weak-minded, pot-bellied socialist teachers and nurses. And then your pedophile guilds. Because all the time, good cops are busting the CPS directors and the truancy officers and the Homeland Security local directors running pedophile operations. You see it in the news every day. We're going to catch every one of you, and you're going to be brought to justice. And when we take this country back, it's going to be seen to. It's going to be seen to that you're brought to justice. And when it comes out and there's eyewitnesses that you abuse children, and when it comes out that you're pot-bellied pedophiles, there's a death penalty for that. You're going to get your full jury. You're going to get a full trial. And you're going to pray for prison. And I know you're listening. And I'm telling you, I'm focused on you. And more people, we are firing up our wills. We're firing up our fury. We're finding our souls. We're finding our strengths. We're finding those big forges in our hearts. And we're pouring out that steel into the molds and forging swords of truth. And we are going to bring you down. What's the Thomas Jefferson quote? I swear on the altar of Almighty God. I swear on the altar. I forget the exact Thomas Jefferson quote. Here, let me search it right now. It's too important. I swear on the altar of God. Thomas Jefferson. I swear on the altar. That should get it. Trying to find it here. Yes, here it is. I swear upon the altar of God, eternal hostility to every form of tyranny over the mind of men. And it's mental. It's spiritual. It's in the mind. It's a spell. It's a program. It's a cowing. It's teaching us to lay down and take it. No, I'm going to stand up. I'm not going to cower. I swear upon the altar of God, eternal hostility to every form of tyranny over the mind of men. I swear upon the altar of God, eternal hostility to every form of tyranny over the mind of men. Here's another Jefferson quote. My God, how little do my countrymen know what precious blessings they are in possession of, and which no other people on earth enjoy. Absolutely. Let me tell you what I value. There are people that will kill to be a movie star, or kill to be liked in their church, or kill for some type of petty peacock worship. And I look at movie stars on the red carpet and how they preen and suck it in and get off on it. I'm almost ashamed when I march up in front of a crowd of 1,000 people to give a speech. At that little part of me that enjoys it, and I always shift back into defense of humanity and then get up there to give the speech. I don't want to give the speech, and then I know the few movie stars I do know that are really classy, they can't stand the spotlight. We've had those discussions. But I do want the spotlight so that I can have my name at the top of the list, like John Hancock, to declare to this scum that I will never submit to their tyranny, and I'll never submit to their mind tricks. It's like they told the London Guardian reporter when he was at the police station and saw the guys that had been following him and harassing him, and then the cops were denying it, and he said, there they are right there, and the head police chief, the state police guy, said, no, you don't see them there. They play that, there's no North American Union, there's no European Union. They play those mind games. Well, your spell is broken on me, and I'm not even going to argue with you. We know you're a bunch of sicko scum. You're pirates, you're mercenaries, you're pedophiles. You all got your evil you're into. And you've given yourselves completely over to it. Now, some of you haven't. And if you got the hair standing up on the back of your neck right now, and you got tears in the corners of your eyes, and you feel something that's painful but also good at the same time, that's your soul walking out the door that you got 1 second to reach over and grab. But you're being touched right now by truth and love and honor. And if you turn your back on it, that's the ultimate sin. Don't turn your back on this opportunity to be like Saul of Tarsus and to be hit by that spirit of goodness and honor and to be knocked off your horse and to stand up as a new man and woman. I don't want you to fall to the designs of the New World Order. I don't want you people to serve evil. I want you to stop making excuses about what you're part of. And then I look at those that have joined evil and hardened their hearts. They're not even human anymore, folks. They are habitations of wickedness. They are vessels and gates, windows into hell. And to them I pledge eternal, complete resistance to them. Dump your fear today. Stop caring what your neighbors think. Stop approaching people from a cowardly, apologetic position. We are champions. We are leaders. We were forged in our mother's wombs for our destiny to be builders and creators and lovers of honor and goodness and innocence. Not lovers of death. Now, I know we've got a lot of callers in this. I just want you to know that I had a stack of news yesterday. In fact, I gave it to Hooge and asked him to dig through it. Did you find those articles about seven-year-olds recruited to spy on their neighbors and parents? You guys Google that for me. I don't know. I was looking in the stack right before I went on air. I couldn't find that in some other articles. Every day, the point is, I have these where they tell them that first they set up an environmental corps in the U.S. and England and Canada, Australia. They all have the same thing. And they tell the kids, oh, we're going to help the environment. And then, by the way, we want you to look in your neighbor's trash and make sure they're recycling right. And even if it's not a law in your area, go knock on their door and tell them. That sets the precedent of the boldness to go knock on somebody's door, children, and tell them what to do and tell your parents what to do. And then now, as I told you, they've launched this about 3 years ago, the climate cops and the rest of it. Their uniforms are the same as AmeriCorps. Red jackets with black trim and khaki pants, white shirts. I told you that's the global uniform for one group, and then others are gray, others wear blue, different paramilitary. This is happening. And they have them, and they go, by the way, we want you to tell us if your neighbors have got guns. Do your neighbors have too nice of things? Down to seven-year-olds. Yeah, here it is. Council admits spying on families. Now, that's one from 2008. Now, this was yesterday. There's a couple articles in the U.S. and England It was seven-year-olds recruited to spy on neighbors. That'll pull it up. It doesn't matter. Everybody knows about it. It's all over the news. Oh, it makes me sick. I mean, this is open, hardcore tyranny. I got to make myself eat something during the break. My stomach's killing me, but I'm not hungry. And you know why I'm not hungry. Because my body's in war mode, ladies and gentlemen. In 10,000 B.C., I'd know what to do right now. But we're not in that world. We have to use our cerebral cortex. Wise as serpents, as peaceful as doves. Until we've rallied the people. Until we've rallied the host and given them respect for themselves again. You will know the time. Be right back. Stay with me.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Today.
phone calls dealing with this. And then later I'm going to break down their big master plan, how they overall operate. We're going to have in studio Janet Sanchez. Just absolutely amazing. Wait till you hear this story. And this, you know, the point is this is going on all over the country. There are just, what, 16 people in this office? Then Kurt Nemo in New Mexico, Paul and Steve Watson in England. So out of 16 people in my office, then suddenly half the people that have kids in this office were going, oh, yeah, my son had bruises on his shins from shocker. I mean, everybody has bruises all over them when they're a kid. And the CPS tried to take his kids, his sons. And then they said that they called him into this public school and said that because Mike used to smoke cigarettes, that was drug use, and they wanted him to drug test. And Mike even did it years ago and was in, and then didn't have drugs in his system. But they said smoking cigarettes was the evidence of his drug use. You mean, it just turns out everybody in my office has been hit by these people. It's just everywhere. It's filth. When the government is the most abusive of children anywhere, who has oversight over them? I play all these CPS newscasts where all these kids die in their custody and they just get on the news and say, so what? Children will die. Remember that clip? That YouTube that. CPS says children will die. I want them to hear this, the son of a, I got to tell you about a few of our sponsors that make the show possible. I'm getting so upset lately, I haven't even gotten the sponsors on air, and then we'll start the next hour and go to your calls. You just got to learn your rights and say no to these people. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. It's the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, or getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in the home address, and you'll get a free estimate on your home's value. According to realtors, home sellers becoming more realistic on home prices. Go to blog.homegain.com and see the Home Gain second and fourth home prices survey. There's a new feature called Street View where you can look at the house street level, take a virtual walk through the neighborhood you're interested in. You have got to see this for yourself, and again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. These folks have been around for 10 years helping buyers and sellers. Again, their website is HomeGain.com or Max the Orange Gorilla on InfoWars.com. Another sponsor, and we'll go to break and come back and go directly to your calls with your horror stories of these people. Justin in North Carolina hung up. Justin, call back. I want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. Acolablue.com. Atmospheric water generator for your home. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure, clean water without the fluoride. Unlimited water from the humidity in the air. Know exactly what you're drinking. Machine produces up to 28 liters, 7.5 gallons a day. The generated water is passed through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. Simple to use. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH. Your own source of clean drinking water. How the filtering process works, the water passes through an activated carbon filter, then a silver impregnated carbon filter, then a reverse osmosis system, then a taste and odor removal filter, and a stored in a tank eliminated by antibacterial fungal UV light. That's acolablue.com or 1-800-691-6043, 1-800-691-6043. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll break down the secret police control grid and take your calls in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new Silver Solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new Silver Solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new Silver Solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging war on corruption.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Out there with the family during the break, we are going after the child kidnapping rings. We are not submitting to the evil sheriff and his henchmen anymore. We're not going along with the corruption in this town we call the United States, run by these parasite globalists. All right, for the stations that just joined us, I got a lot of news coming up in the last hour today. We'll have open phones throughout the broadcast, but the CPS is trying to kidnap one of my employees' daughters. On record, strip searched her, everything. She's 8 years old. It's an unbelievable story. That's all coming up with them in studio in 30 minutes. Right now, Janet and PA, we're getting your horror stories from these people. Janet, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Janet.
Hi. How you doing?
Not
too
good.
I hear you on the anger. Here 5 years ago, my marriage was in an abusive situation and verbally. And I held out as long as I could, finally divorced and left Florida and come back to my hometown. And my children were giving me a hard time, and their father was in a bad accident, and he got killed. Well, my oldest one rebelled, and she was dating this boy, and I didn't like the situation because she was only 15. Well, she ended up getting pregnant. And I didn't like the situation. Well, I had put her in counseling in school thinking it was going to help her, and it didn't.
Next, they put her on drugs, then they tried to put her on mental.
No, they didn't do none of that. They were just taking whatever this my child said. They were believing her, and they never came to talk to me. And I had taken her to her, I had called the family pediatrician to ask if I could have a pregnancy test done on her, and they said I couldn't have it done unless I had her permission. Okay?
Yeah, that's right. They also let kids as young as 10 have abortions without the parents.
Yes.
This is how sick the system is, because they want to be eugenicists. The state then influences your 10-year-old to have an abortion. The state basically has usurped more authority than parents now.
But the whole thing is because she wasn't getting her own way, and it took me, I mean, everybody in the town knew. She was telling everybody. I didn't know. I had to take her to my brother's.
Yeah, a lot of times they advertise, they call your little kids, and everybody listening who goes to public school and most big privates now, they call them in and have ways to trick them and make them, you know, get them to tell stories to break up your family. And it's all because these local counties and cities get money from the feds to do this.
And so finally my brother broke it where he got her to say the truth, and I found out then she was pregnant. Well, because she wasn't getting her own way, because I wanted to separate them because I didn't like the idea because of her age. Well, she went in and lied and said that I tried to abort her baby, which I would never do that. And because of her false accusations which come out later that I didn't do that, she said she lied.
Yeah, this is the government getting involved in the family. So how did this nightmare end?
Well, both of my children ended up gone. And I, to this day, I have bent over backwards, which I found out does not work. You know,
where did they end up gone to? The state took them?
The state took them. My youngest one's still in foster care. She wishes not to come home, but I know that they play those mind games with them. Well, we can give you money to send you college. We can give you money for college.
No, they're experts, psych warfare experts. They even have some psychological terms for that, because then they blame you for what happened.
They're blaming me because I left my kids in an abusive situation. They're using, even after he's dead, because of what the kids said, they use that against me.
Experts. Ma'am, I appreciate your call. Yeah, the facts are here. They're in the family. They're breaking down the society. In fact, I do have the news article now where they are hiring 7-year-olds to tattle on people in the neighborhood. So we'll cover that when we get back and go to your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network. We're going to have his family in studio coming up in about 25 minutes. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know that feeling where you just know you could take on 20 men and win? That's a righteous feeling to defend innocence. That's the feeling I got right now. I mean, I feel like I could start spinning like a Tasmanian devil right into a armored column of enemy New World Order operatives. I'm sick of your crap, and we're going to get you. Do you understand? If the spirit of liberty will just start rising, we can clear out this trash very quickly. But people have got to get the guts going. They got to get the attitude. Sick of it. We're going to go to your calls here in just a moment. And we've got from one of the big legal defense funds, one of the best lawyers in Texas, and I'm getting other lawyers. And I want the people to know that did this. We're not just going to defend this little girl. We're going to come after you for what you did. And wait till we cover what you did coming up. Because you've been involved in official oppression. And we've got the court cases to do it. I don't just make this stuff up. We filed in federal court on YouTube and demanded it go to trial, and they dropped it and reinstated the channel. And I wrote the briefing myself. Well, they're in Dykes. And I'm not saying we're great. I'm saying we take action. We fight back. Does it mean we win every time? No. But you just know this. You mess with us, you're going to get a response back. And that is the answer to all of this. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And what is 1984? It's cowed, cowardly people, surveilled, controlled, giving in to tyranny, lying down, working against each other, divided and conquered. What is 1776? Fired up, caution to the wind. You want a war, you're going to get one. We're done playing games. That's the spirit of 1776. And that's my spirit. I will not be part of your 1984. You know what I'm wearing today? I'm wearing live free or die. And I got a Minutemen on my chest. And that's the spirit I want. That's what I call into me. That's what I am. I declare it. I am born again against tyranny. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I want freedom. That's what I want. And I know tyranny when I see it. And those slack-jawed government propagandists can confuse me by telling me tyranny's good. You give me a big old goblet full of cyanide, and you tell me it's grape juice. I know cyanide. How about you drink it? New World Order says our lives don't matter. But then their lives matter so much. You don't like the overpopulation, according to you? How about all you New World Order people? Kill yourselves. All you abortion pushers trying to make all the inner city people got your little hired, you know, community leaders, minority leaders trying to get people to kill their kids. How about you kill yourself? You want us to die and stop living? You don't like our life force? You don't like our love of life? You love death? Then kill yourselves. Do it. You like death so much, go home and kill yourselves. Don't call for the death of little babies. Kill yourselves. You abortionists, kill yourselves. You don't like it, I got red blood. You don't like it, I got fury. You don't like it, I'm not gelded. You tell me to leave this country? No, you leave this country. You leave this country. You kill yourselves. You get out of my way. They tell us, kill ourselves. They have these human extinction societies and these suicidal nihilist groups with huge UN funding and all these organizations out there. You know what? You like death so much? No, you don't like death. You like us dying. You like controlling us. Well, listen to me, you bastards. It isn't open season anymore. It's all a spirit, ladies and gentlemen. I never understood this till a few years ago, and more I understand it. It's an attitude. It's a mindset. It's a spirit. We have a spirit of evil and limp-wristedness and weakness in this country. The men all puff up and strut around like they're tough, but they don't have any of the deeds to match it. Strength is doing what's unpopular in the eye of the establishment. Strength is not being a coward. Strength is going against the herd. Strength isn't riding a Harley Davidson around with devil tattoos all over you, bugging your eyes out at people at red lights. Those big tough guys, every time you're slamming their head in the pavement and they start crying, aren't so tough anymore. All you tough macho cops that like pushing people around. If you're pushing people around and you're bullying people, you're on the side of evil and you're weak. At the bottom of who you are, you're weak. That's not a radical statement. If you want us to die, and humans are so bad, kill yourself. They want us to die. They want us to give up our will to live. They want to teach us humans are bad. Look at this. I get these articles every day. I'm going to your calls, and I don't even cover them. I got DJ, Tennessee, former CPS worker. We'll talk to him in a minute. Town halls hire citizen snoopers as young as 7 to spy on neighbors and report wrongs. You know, who's in there Googled this earlier when I couldn't find it in my stack from yesterday that I didn't get to? And hundreds of articles just the last couple months came up under the similar search. And they says they spy on their neighbors, their parents. They look in people's trash bins. 7-year-olds! Are 7-year-olds running around spying on people? Is that freedom? Or is that 1984? Is it 1776? Is that a spirit of 1776? Or is that a spirit of 1984? I ask you now. I ask you, is that tyranny? You know, I don't try to sit here and sound like some kind of bore, growling. That's who I am. That's what comes out of my soul. I could grind my teeth into bloody stumps right now. I've got so much hatred boiling in me for tyranny. You understand that? I'm always looking and probing for the way to defeat the enemy. I'm always tracking and scanning and thinking how to mobilize, how to energize, how to defeat them, how to stop them, how to get them off the backs of the innocent and the little ones. Does it mean I have all the answers? No, I'm asking you what the answers are. I just know I'm always there. Always there. Trying to find cracks in the enemy. And I found plenty of them. I found out the enemy is as soft as a rotten old barn. And it's time to tear the doors off and tear the son of a bitch down. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Town halls hire citizen snoopers as young as 7. These under federal grants to spy on neighbors and report wrongs. This is out of England. It's going on in the U.S. too. Children as young as 7 are being recruited by councils to act as citizen snoopers. The Daily Mail can reveal the environment. Volunteers will report on their litter louts, noisy neighbors, and even families putting the rubbish out on the wrong day. There are currently almost 9,000 people signed up for the schemes. More are likely to be recruited in the coming months. Controversially, some councils are running junior schemes, which are recruiting children. And then it goes on to say, after basic training, volunteers are expected to be the eyes and ears of the town and to fight terrorism and everything else, and it goes on. In one town, in Luttonborough Council Street, they have 650 volunteers to report environmental concerns. It also is recruiting junior street champions. My God, they called them, I think, the champions in 1984, didn't they? The junior spy champion? My God, they're even using 1984 terms. We've reached red level. They're actually following the book now. 1984 isn't freedom. Like, I've seen them rebranding Big Brother, like Big Brother helping. Big Brother, Google that term, Big Brother helping. Now, Big Brother, oh yeah, they'll probably put up Big Brother signs soon. They already put up all-seeing eye posters saying, we're watching you in England and the U.S. All right, I'm going to shut up. DJ, Tennessee, former CPS worker, then we're going to go to Janet, Leo, Justin, Bob, others. Go ahead, DJ.
Hi, Alex. I just, first of all, want to thank you so much for giving a voice to all these children and even these oppressed parents that don't have a voice. I thank you from the bottom of my heart because I've worked for CPS and I know what they do. And I'm mad as hell.
Well, I want to be clear. There's a lot of different divisions of social work, as you know, but the audience may not. And that's why CPS has a 50% turnover, the highest of any government job. Yes. Because most people aren't bad to get into it, and then it ends up only the scum is in there.
Absolutely, absolutely. There were a handful of workers that actually remained, as far as I know, maybe they've been there 10 years, and they were like, it was a snake pit going to work every day with them. And everyone else that went there, they would leave within 6 months because they would see what was going on, and at first think they could try to change the system from within and found out that they were pretty much powerless or they were, you know, knocked out. I was pretty much, you know, scapegoated out of there, so I tried my best.
What do you think this CPS is going to do when I give the Hayes County CPS phone numbers and the county commissioner's court numbers up, and they get 5,000 phone calls?
Oh, I'm sure they're going to have a circus. I don't know. I don't know. They'll figure out a way to lie through it, you know. I mean, we've had citizens call. I've tried to put editorials in the paper. I've tried to spread the word about what's going on right here in our region. And
why did you get out of it?
Just too many of the things. Everything that you've pretty much summed up about CPS, you know, over the years that I've been listening to you, I've observed firsthand, and believe me, it's true. And I just couldn't take any more seeing parents lose their children for no valid reason. I mean, so many of these children, for no reason. One woman, for instance, she lost her kids because she was in the middle. She had been through a fire. She didn't have the resources to buy new furniture. So two of her children, beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed little girls,
that was the one,
were sleeping on bed mats. And a neighbor came in and saw that they were sleeping on these little, you know, like those exercise mats.
Yeah.
And called CPS on them. I think
are they in Saudi Arabia right now in a harem?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, they, you know, they had clothing, they had food, they had shelter, they were sleeping on bed mats, they were taken, and I was told to testify in court that she was not a fit mother, and so
subsequently.
You know why? Because the adoption agency got $400,000 apiece for them. Stay there, ma'am. I'm going to talk to you more on the other side. Yeah. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah.
He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
On the storm. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 8 minutes. We start the next segment. We're going to get to Leo, Stephen, Bob, and others, but going back to DJ, Tennessee, former CPS worker. You know, Mike Nelson and Derek Einkauf, who work in this office, couldn't do paramedic stuff anymore, and one of them worked in Hays County and used to go. That was part of it. When they'd pull an ambulance up, when they would send CPS in to grab somebody's kids at night, when they would try to catch them at 2 a.m. to fluster them, when they'd have them sign orders to waive their kids' rights to take them. But Mike told stories about going to a call with drug addicts with a big pile of cocaine on the table, and a two-year-old had eaten it and died, and that was when he finally quit, couldn't do it anymore. And, you know, parents that would stick their kids in boiling hot water, they're psycho-criminal parents. And they use that on the news and say, oh, God, you know, we got to have all these CPS workers then out spying and having secret police. But then you have all these foster care houses and these big facilities where they're five times more likely, that's the Justice Department's own numbers, to abuse children. And so there's no oversight. Pedophiles get into this job position and people that just want money. And it's a race to the bottom. There's no due process, so there's tyranny. I mean, if somebody's beating their kid with a tire iron, that's assault with a deadly weapon. They go to prison. We got the laws. So the evils are much greater always in the name of government good. And that's what we found. So I'm not saying there aren't terrible parents out there. And society's degenerating. You know, I mean, my dad's a physician. He's seen plenty of horrible stuff parents do. Plenty of kids coming in where the parents have knocked their teeth out. But the issue is, it needs to be done to the criminal justice system, not in these phony family court systems set up in the 20s for eugenics. Anything else you can add, DJ, to what we're dealing with?
Well, to what you just said, you're absolutely correct. There are parents out there that do horrible things to their children. And I'd say out of the thousands of cases that I saw, there are probably only, 5% of them were valid, where children should have been taken out of their homes. But then I must add to that, many times they're taken out of their homes and they're put into abusive foster care systems or with relatives who created the abuse problem in the first place. I've seen children go from one abusive family member to another, and there is no oversight. I work for the foster care division for a small, short period of time and was amazed by homes that they were putting them into, and they weren't checking.
I was a carpet cleaner for one summer, and I guess went five or six, I forget, CPS, the foster homes, and these were mills. These children were kept in like slave positions just to get the money.
Absolutely, yeah. I've seen, you know, kids like pretty much kept in like little fenced-in bedrooms, and they were made to stay there all day without going out to play, without having any social interaction.
That's exactly what I saw. It's like a recipe. This is how they do it.
It's amazing. And you, like you said, the court system is just as corrupt. The parents aren't given a voice. If they're even given a lawyer, it's somebody who, you know, doesn't even speak up in court, and they make it impossible. The process to regain custody once your children are in foster care is nearly impossible to overcome.
And that's why all the lawyers that I talked to now said we did the right thing, saying avoid them, stay away from them, because they're telling her, wait till you hear the story, it's coming up. This was unbelievably sneaky, unbelievably evil. And I said, when she was pulling up to her house, I told them, don't go to the house, go to the gas station, just to see, if they're with a cop. And sure enough, they were there with the cops. And just unbelievable. I mean, and literally, this is a tiny scar the size, a bruise the size of a quarter on her thigh from walking into a table. And then she's got little bruises, tiny ones on her knees from gymnastics. I mean, my kids are covered with bruises from playing outside. Who isn't? When I was a kid, I had cuts and scratches. But now they take your kids. And to hear how they milled them in at this Buda Elementary, they brought every kid in and said, mommy's rude to you, huh? Tell me about your mommy. I mean, these people are just, oh, God, I don't even want to say what I think of them. Did they do that in Tennessee where you were at, a couple times during the year, bring all the kids through the counselor as a spy?
Absolutely. I mean, we've got more referrals from counselors who are untrained in questioning a child about abuse. I mean, then they use leading questions, and children just don't respond to that sort of thing correctly. If they say, does mommy hit you, they're going to say yes, and then they go from there instead of, you know, asking in a more appropriate manner, and so it goes from there.
Well, I talked to this little girl for 2 hours yesterday to get the truth, and you know, acting like I wanted her to say it, and then basically the cops came and said, you're going to get in trouble if you don't say she did it. And
wow.
Unbelievable. Oh, yeah, they had to get a guy in a uniform, and then they took pictures of her and put it in a laptop. They made her take her pants off. She said, I don't want to, and they said, you're going to get in trouble if you don't. So they forced her to do it because they didn't want to be the ones pulling her pants off. But it's the same thing with a child. That's what sexual abuse, you know. It's a child. You tell the child to do it, and they do it. You still don't get off. Stay right there. I want to finish up with you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age of renegades. We're renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age of renegades. Since the prehistoric ages and the days of ancient Greece, walked down through the Middle Ages, planet Earth kept going through changes.
Gotten so hyped up today, forgot I was going to go on TV with a shaving cut. Got to go wipe that off during the break. I am Alex Jones. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. And I am going to go over what happened to Janet Sanchez. And we've got her fiancé here with us, Joe Flores, and her 8-year-old daughter, Haley, is out there in the office with some of the other ladies that work here at the office. Now, this affects everybody. This affects everybody out there watching, everybody out there listening. And I'm sure most of you already know this. Most of you already understand this. Because just here in the office yesterday when I got off air and found out this was going on and Janet was crying, everybody around the office, including Mike, was going, yeah, when my boy was 8, you know, he's 11 now, he had a bruise on his shin and they saw it in PE and called me in and my son told him I didn't do it, that it was from soccer. I mean, you ought to see my kids from playing soccer. After soccer practice, they just bruises all over their legs. That's what happens. But they tried to take them, and then they tried to say that they said, you know, does your dad smoke? And they called smoking cigarettes a drug, and they threatened him they'd take his kids if he didn't drug test. He didn't have any drugs in the system. This is how crazy the secret police stuff is. And you have due process. You're not a slave. They set up the family courts under the eugenics courts to sterilize 400,000-plus Americans in the 20s through the 80s. That's where these special courts came from, where they don't follow the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. They lie. They do all the rest of this. But I wanted to go back and have, before I tell the story briefly and then talk to Janet and Joe, hear about what's happening, I wanted to have the caller, who's a former CPS worker who couldn't stand it and got out of it, DJ in Tennessee, on. Then we'll also take other calls coming up from others that are patiently holding to tell their stories. DJ, anything else as a CPS worker about the incredible crimes you witnessed?
Well, I would have to say keep your kids out of the emergency room at all costs. I mean, that's one, like you said, if a school observes a bruise, if the ER, I mean, if I've brought my children to the emergency room and they treat you like a criminal if it's any kind of injury, like a broken arm, you know.
Listen, one time I was at the pool when I was about 12 at the neighborhood pool, and my shoulder got hurt. Chicken fighting when you get on somebody's shoulders. And my dad's an oral surgeon, a dentist, and, you know, so he knows the medical system. He's worked in the hospital. And I got home, and he kind of got real concerned. He said, listen, they're going to ask you if I did this. You got to tell them I didn't. And he was scared when we went into the, I mean, that's my dad. Again, this isn't freedom where you're guilty until proven innocent. Kids get bruises. I know a lot of kids that have been taken, even though there's witnesses, they fall off the park jungle gym, break their arm, they're gone, especially if they're blonde-haired, blue-eyed. That's the big bonuses. As you mentioned, did you not, as a CPS worker, see that they really got hungry for those because the adoption agencies can get up to $500,000?
You know, it wasn't until years later that that occurred to me, but I did notice that most of the time, it seemed like parents with small, small children, I'm talking infants, had a more difficult time getting their parental rights back.
And yeah, yeah, they don't want the older kids. They don't want the older kids. They want little kids.
They want the, well, the babies, you know, more people, they're more adoptable. And also, minorities seem to get out of the system faster. Oddly enough, because a lot of the minorities had, you know, less as far as resources to be able to follow.
Let's face it, there are rich white families that want white kids, and they don't care where they come from, and so they put the orders out, and that's why it goes in order of the most desirable. It goes white, Hispanic, Asian, and then black, and that's who they're out mainly trying to kidnap.
Yeah, that's sadly, that's what I've seen. I mean, that's my observation. And it's disgusting.
You know, these rich white yuppies should really check where these kids are coming from. It's despicable. It's absolutely.
Well, they'll pay thousands of dollars for a baby, so I don't think they're going to check too hard where those children came from, a lot of these people.
Well, what about quotas? Because it's now come out there's federal bounties. They've got to, they get bonuses for the more kids they grab.
I never observed, at least I was never told about having quotas. I mean, we had to make so many phone calls or take so many phone calls every week from reports. I mean, if you want to call that a quota, but I was I'm unaware at that point. I mean, this was back in 98 through 2000.
Oh yeah. No, the really bad quota stuff started out in 97 under law, wasn't implemented till 98, 99. So see, you got out right when that true criminality accelerated. And that's the point of this, is the bureaucracy's growing, getting hungrier and hungrier and hungrier. And so at this case of Buda Elementary in, you know, down in Taylor, people should know that just south of me, I have family that lives down there. I have a cousin lives there in the military. You need to know when you send your children to these public schools, and it's not just Buda, it's all over the country.
Everywhere.
I can't tell you how many families I've talked to where, or a lot of times they'll say your child has ADHD, they might even be 12, and they take them and then institutionalize them because the state then gets federal money saying your child's mentally ill, and they jack them up on all these drugs.
I've seen more of that than you care to know. People only knew, I mean, children, small, small children on antipsychotic drugs that you wouldn't even give to a persistently and chronically mentally ill person, adult. And they're sent to these places, I mean, these mental institutions for children that are nothing more than bedlam, where they're continued to be raped and abused further.
Well, you know, I looked into this. Remember in the 70s and 80s, they would show hidden film footage of of Russian orphanages where all these kids and piles of crap everywhere and the hell of it. Mm-hmm. Did you know Russia doesn't have those anymore because they pay people to have children now? They're going the opposite of eugenics. I disagree with a lot of things Russia does, but I agree with that. They're trying to get families to have children. They're being pro-family because Russia is literally, their population's imploding. They have about 1.2 population replacement. And the government admits and apologizes that the socialists, the communists, wanted to break up the family. Now we have that here, and it's been in the news, especially in Florida and Michigan, where they warehouse the kids in basically like little cages at the CPS offices, and then how the kids die and they still give kids to these foster parents, and how they lock them up in cages and give them like one hot dog and one water a day, and they're like concentration camp victims. I mean, it's so hellish.
Prison. Yeah. Bologna sandwich. Yeah. That's why I would say, I mean, if there's anything anybody can take away from the little bit of information I could give you, was educate your children, sit down and talk to them about speaking with a guidance counselor, teach them, don't answer those kind of questions, and I want my mommy or my daddy there with me, because they will come, I'm sorry, that's my dog in the background, they will come to the school and interrogate your child without your knowledge or permission.
Well, what about them strip searching their daughter?
I find that incredible. I mean, well, I'm assuming a nurse or a medical professional was there,
yeah,
too, but I mean, that doing that without your parents' approval.
And by the way, we've been trying to get this straight from Haley. It looks like there was a male officer there and a female. She said a man.
Unbelievable.
So,
unbelievable.
Well, the Supreme Court just ruled with those girls for drugs. She gave her friend an aspirin, and they strip searched her with males. The other,
right.
She's 10. They just said they can do that. But other Supreme Court rulings say no. So it's kind of a mixed bag. But I don't care what the Supreme Court says. You know, they said black people weren't human beings before. And you know, that was overturned. Well, listen,
exactly.
I want to get your number, maybe have you on. Because I've had other official CPS people on who've quit before and other family rights groups. Ma'am, you're very articulate. I'd like to have you on as a full guest. Can I get your, we can use a fake name if you want, but can I get your number right now off air?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll get that right now. Thank you so much. Okay, yeah, God bless you. John Harmon, please get that from her up there on the phone system. Okay, let me just try to briefly tell this story, then have the family talk about it. You know, Janet and Joe and Haley, the little poor little girl, so sweet, and I've seen her around here, and it's very nice, and everybody likes her around here at the office. To hear this story, absolutely, it didn't blow me away. Because just as that former CPS worker said, this is standard. Three times a year, it's more, some schools less, they bring them into the counselor. This happened when I was, this started when I was in high school 18 years ago, 19 years ago. They call you and they ask, how's family life? Do you have plenty of money? Are your parents nice to you? And then if you don't say anything, they go, did they get you a car? They're introducing you to talk crap. No, they didn't. Are they rude? Do they fight? And all these questions were asked. And they would call each kid in, you know, they put them in a little auditorium area and they would call them back. And they got her in there, and what kid doesn't have bruises on their legs? There she is with the shorts, because it was pajama day that all these schools have. It's the last week of school, they have a pajama day, usually on the Monday or the Friday. And she sees a little bruise there on her thigh. I mean, it's a little bitty. I've seen it, just a little bitty thing. And from walking into a table, kids always, and she has a few little bruises, you know, on her legs, like my kids do from gymnastics and running and jumping. Little tiny ones, you can barely see them. This is normal, though. I mean, with me, I was cuts everywhere and black eyes and, you know, just, you know, broken fingers because I was wild and skateboarding by the time I was 10, you know, huge scrapes on me, missing half the skin on my back. I mean, I would have been gone in today's society. But just to finish this up here, and we're going to go to him, to get the timeline clear, and we have the name of the counselor and everybody here, just absolutely disgusting. And to them, this is normal. Oh, we have to do the secret police, because if it saves one child, you know, better that 10 innocent kids be taken that one child abused doesn't. See, it's the opposite of 10 guilty men go free than one innocent. And, of course, again, the system's five times more likely to abuse you. That's key. These are people that are above the law and very bad on average in the system. And so then they interrogate her. They say, did your mom do that? And Haley said, no, my mom didn't do that. I hurt myself and my grandma. She walks into a table. You can see it. That's exactly what it is. You can even see the corner. And then she said, well, does your mom spank you? Well, no, not really. I guess a few times, which, by the way, isn't illegal. Well, and, you know, not lately. And then, okay, well, the next day the police show up. They take her to the nurse. They tell her, take your pants off. Because this day she's wearing jeans, and she says she was wearing them here yesterday when she came. She said, no. And they said, do it right now or you're in trouble. And the police told her to do it. So she pulls her pants off, and she's very embarrassed when she's talking about this, and looked for other bruises and didn't find them, but took photos of the one little bruise. And then they may have gotten a protective snatch order. They won't say when I talk to them, but we're about to have the lawyers talk to them. We've got to wait till Janet can get off air and go talk to them, you know, on the conference call. And so the police are there. They strip search her, and they say, your mother did this. And she said, no. And the policeman, they said, wearing yellow shirt tucked into jeans. That's what they wear in Hays County a lot of the time, plain clothes. And then one in a uniform said, and she said male and female. The CPS was a female. Male cop in there with a little girl in her panties, 8-year-old. This is what they do. And they said, tell the truth or you're in trouble. And she said, no, they didn't do that. And you know, I told you. And they said, you're going to get in trouble, you tell me right now. By the way, she wouldn't take her pants off. They said, you're going to get in trouble. So, and then now their argument is, well, she took her pants off willingly. A minor, it doesn't work that way in the law, and you people know that. I'm going to call you scum. That's what you are. Violating her due process, not calling her parents. You said, take it off or you're in trouble. So you forced her. That'd be like if an adult grabbed a kid at a park and said, have sex with me or you're in trouble. You raped him. You can say, well, the little kid, you know, did it when I told him to. Put a gun to a woman's head and say, I'm going to rape you. You know, you raped him. Well, you forced her to take her pants off. Little 8-year-old. Okay. And you didn't find what you wanted. So you wanted to get in their house. So you start calling her at work at 3:00. And she was going to gymnastics then, threatening Janet Sanchez that you had to come meet at her house. They wanted to go to Janet's house, her house, just south of Austin here in Kyle, Barbuda. Or is it Taylor? Taylor's north of here. I get all the names mixed up. Taylor's north.
We live in Kyle.
It's Kyle. It's Kyle. I'm just so many facts. I know Taylor's north of us, folks, 20 miles. This is south. This is Kyle. Kyle. I have family in Kyle, not Taylor. And so they're down there in Buda, down by Niederwald and all that, south of Austin, in between here and San Marcos. And so, and correct me anytime I'm wrong, we're going to go to you in a moment. We got a lawyer coming up next hour. And so all of this goes on, and I tell her, I say, in my experience, and I'm online checking the law sources and things, I'm going to my things, most lawyers, like all lawyers we talk to and family, say, don't get a lawyer first, don't go home, they're going to force their way in, one dirty dish, one piece of dog hair, they're going to say it's neglect. You heard about the two blonde-haired kids from the last lady being taken for sleeping on mats when their house burned down. Even though they'd be sleeping on those at the Salvation Army. They'll be sleeping in a cage once they're in CPS hands. And I said, no, call her. And I said, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but what I would say, meet her at a gas station and even see what she says. She calls back. She goes, okay, I'll meet you at the Dutch Roll Shell. And I said, okay, we'll drive to the parking lot and see if there's an unmarked or marked police car with her. She gets there in 5 minutes. She goes, oh, my God, I'm here in the parking lot. There's a guy. Looks like he has a gun on his side with a T-shirt partway over it. He's at her car. He's driving a black Mercury unmarked, and he's at the window with the lady. I go, okay, drive out of the parking lot. Call her. Ask if she's there. Yes, she's there. Okay, that's pretty much her. You know, but she didn't like it when I called her this morning and said, we saw you in the parking lot with your little friend. She starts going, starts shaking. Oh, sir. Oh, you know, the point is, this is how these creeps operate. They wouldn't tell you. We want to talk to you. Well, the talking was going to be, you sign this paperwork, and don't worry, you'll get your daughter back. Just sign it. Boom, they'd have taken her. They get you to waive your rights, or they have the court order. But they won't say, so we're not violating court order. These phony things, but they always fill them out wrong, too, so they can, that's official oppression. We'll catch him in that. There's lots of stuff. We're going to get them.
Right.
To me, I don't want a Lamborghini Testarossa or a Lamborghini Countach. I don't want a supermodel. I don't want a castle. I want criminals to go to prison, government criminals. To me, this is like piles of diamonds to defeat them, to crush them. Okay, I mean, literally, I want the treasure, the jewel of liberty. And so it's my, anyways, I want everybody else to learn how to deal with them. So when we come back, we're going to go to you guys. I just wanted to lay this out. So then they start calling your mother, trying to intimidate her, and they say she's not allowed to have the child, but doesn't, you know, give her the authority, just tells her, hey, slave, that's how they do, you've got to have, really, they were just wanting to have her take over there so they could get her. Making her mom feel important. You have to come get her because she lives near you. You have to come get her. She's not allowed to stay with your daughter anymore, you know, her, the mother anymore. So that right there means they're either threatening without the order, which is a big official oppression, going around ordering people around. A cop can't come to your house. A CPS can come to your house and say, come polish my, you know, come wax my car. They can't say, do my nails. They can't say, unpack my garage. Well, they can't come and say, you will now take your daughter here. And again, even when they get these court orders, which they probably don't have, they may have now, they're fake. Just like they write blank warrants to take blood at checkpoints in Austin without warrants. It's not real. Right. This is America. This is not Russia. This is not China. This is precious and liberty that we have here, ladies and gentlemen. So the government's not God. The police are not God. And these CPS workers sure aren't God. They have not one-tenth the authority police or sheriff's deputies have. So all of this is going on. All of this is happening. And so now we're getting your lawyers. We're going through this. We're fighting this. But remember, this is happening to everybody. This could happen to you next. When you put your children in public schools, and now most private are, quote, complying for their insurance and regulations, they bring your children in, guilty until proven innocent, with snooping operations like the Soviet Union to break up the family. And I have the textbooks. They teach the social workers saying the family's a disease belonging to the prehistoric times. It must be abolished and replaced with kids in cages getting one bologna sandwich a day and a bag of chips. So, or sent to Saudi Arabia, literally, that's on record, to slave pits. We'll be right back with the family.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender.
All canned food supplies
will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Okay, we're not going to get into too many more details about Haley, but we may, with the cameras off, because we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv, have her in here a little bit later just to, on record here, from the eyewitness that they told her, you're going to get in trouble if you don't tell us what your mommy did. And they said, your mommy did that bruise. Your mommy did that bruise. And they may be coming to arrest Janet Sanchez. We've got her fiance here, Joe. you guys have got the floor. Tell folks what it's been like going through this. And we're going to try to give the numbers out to this county. Again, I can't help everybody, but this is happening in my own backyard. I'm asking folks for help. This is also an educational thing on air of how folks can counter this. Go ahead, Janet.
Okay. It's just been really emotional because my daughter feels like it's her fault that all this has happened. And I think it's crazy. It's ridiculous. She had one bruise. I took pictures. They took pictures yesterday, and I saw the bruise, and there's one bruise. I don't.
Now, you took pictures last night. To be clear, they first interrogated her Monday. Had police there yesterday.
Yeah.
Correct. You took a photo.
Yeah, and they took pictures yesterday and had her pull her pants down yesterday. And so that was 2 days that they.
Since when do men get to strip search little girls? I mean, this country is just really going to hell.
I don't know if the... I think she told me both of the male cops were out of the office. But the CPS lady and the nurse and counselor were in
there. Well, it wasn't clear. But she said the cops ordered her. They said...
They told her that she needed to take
her pants off or she would be in trouble.
And that they made her close... She asked them to close the mini blinds because she felt that uncomfortable.
My God. And then they told her to... She said twice, they said, tell the truth. Your mother did that. Yeah. Unbelievable.
She tried to tell them, you know, I do not want to remove my pants down. But they told her, if you don't take your pants off, you're going to be in trouble. So she had to do what they told her.
That's terrorism.
They forced her to do something. And that right there does not make me happy or her happy. And it's very stressful right now. Janet.
Well, Janet, what happened yesterday when I said, do what you want, but this is what I would do. This is what the lawyer, and later I gave you lawyer printouts where that's what they recommend. You know, I said, why don't you meet her at a gas station? And then I said, but drive through because there's probably going to be a cop there. Tell folks what you saw.
There was a unmarked car, it looked like, and another a lady sitting in the car. So I'm assuming those were the people I was meeting because they weren't parked in front of the gas station as if they were getting off or anything.
And you said she was the cop guy was out and had like something
I saw something black on the side of his pocket, so I assume maybe it was just.
But you weren't looking too close. I told you, don't look. Don't look.
Yeah,
get out of there.
You were like, don't look. They're going to. See suspicious or something, so I just drove through, and like not even a minute or two later she called. She asked where I was. I told her I was just pulling out of the
I confirmed that was her. I called her this morning.
I wasn't able to meet her, but I called her this morning.
I said, we saw you and your friend there at the gas station. She said, oh, you did. And I was like, yeah.
So she said she was at the gas station. Where was I? And I told her, I'm not gonna meet you, I'm sorry.
And then she threatened you. She said, I'm going to have to call the police if you don't come meet.
Yeah, she's like, I'll just inform them that you were uncooperative. I was like, well, I can meet with you tomorrow. So I made arrangements.
Yeah, you've got to meet when they want. I mean, it's like when they come to your door, you go, no, you don't have a warrant. This is my house. Get out of here, you little scumbag. You're just here to get money. I mean, folks, my children have bruises all over them year round. They're always playing. They have a treehouse. I mean, when they're in gymnastics, swimming, soccer, basketball, I mean, you know, my son's had his lip busted by the basketball hitting him. Will I lose him because the YMCA basketball? When they play soccer, they get bruises? I mean, is soccer illegal? I mean.
Correct. It's very, very frustrating over here on our end. I've had this happen before. Counselors giving me a call that my son has bruises on their legs. It's where they just take advantage of the children, and that really is wrong.
But, Joe, that's bad enough for him to call you and be secret police. They called the cops and strip searched her and took photos and are now running around with cops after you.
Right. And this all, I mean, if they were that concerned, they would have made arrangements for me to be there Tuesday because all this happened Monday.
No, they don't want you to know.
Yeah, so.
They do this in secret.
Questioned her 2 days without my knowledge. I mean, I asked her why she didn't tell me. She said she was scared, so I don't know what they told her.
I talked to her. They told her not to talk to you. I remember that was in the conversation.
So
stay right there. We'll be back in 70 seconds fighting the child kidnappers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633, or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got a lawyer coming on in 15 minutes, one of the ones recommended by some of the parent rights and homeschool defense groups, because they really harass homeschoolers. They've even had to pass a lot of state laws. Texas has had to pass state laws decrying CPS and the whole system, because it came out that the entire youth commission operation was at every facility raping the children. That's the Texas Youth Commission, and I have the new laws here written to counter that. I mean, this is getting serious, folks. I mean, this is this, and you heard the CPS worker earlier, you know, admitting that there's all these criminals involved in it. Okay, so we're talking to Joe and Janet. We're talking about Haley, your daughter. I mean, I wanted the truth. Plus, spanking's not illegal. But I know when I look at a bruise and it's that big on her thigh, that wasn't even it. And I know she was telling the truth, because I've got a good BS detector. I do this, that you didn't do that to her. It doesn't matter. The point is, you don't strip search her. You don't not follow due process. You go get a warrant. You go get an indictment. You know, but the family courts don't think that they have to do that. We're going to give their phone numbers out coming up in the next segment. Other points you guys want to add?
Go ahead, sweetie. Anything else?
I don't know. I feel really bad for me and Haley, just because we're going to go into school and I'm going to be recognized as that lady who beat her child or whatever they think. And
yeah, you called this morning to say you were taking her to the doctor, and suddenly you know, usually you call to say your kid's going to be sick. She said she's been sick 3 times this year. And they're like, okay, fine. This was 20 questions. They were like, oh, hi, Janet. You're gonna take her to the doctor if she's sick, right? You're not abusing her. So they're just like, they're all little secret police minions now.
Yeah. I don't know if that's their protocol, but
no, it's not. They're secret police.
So I just feel really bad. And we drive her across town thinking that she was going to a better school. She's on a student transfer. Just A and B student.
Well, Buda's only, what, about 8% Hispanic? And I don't know if this is a race card issue, but that needs to be investigated. You're saying mostly, I mean, there's always that subconscious thing of, and we've seen this with the eugenics, how these family courts were set up. They first mainly grabbed Native Americans and blacks, and then they moved on to everybody else by the 60s and 70s and 80s. But the family courts were set up to carry out racial hygiene. So they were set up inherently to attack non-whites.
Right.
Correct. It's just like when I went down for her field trip. It was very uncomfortable. Like I was being a criminal just being there at that school district. And it's very uncomfortable.
So, I mean, I don't know. I just feel really bad. It's been emotional. Haley wrote me an apology letter. Now she feels like she did wrong.
But it's not her fault.
Yeah.
They told her at least twice, you're going to be in trouble. She kept saying, no, that my grandma. They'd say, tell me the truth. Your mother did that, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Your mother spanks you. And she went, yeah, I guess before I've been spanked.
And when I asked the CPS officer, I was like, so you saw bruises on my daughter? She said, yes. I go, that means you must have took her pants down, because I know what Haley wears to school.
Yeah, you get a call first before you even told by your daughter, because they told your daughter not to tell you. And psychology studies show people rape kids and they won't tell their parents because they get scared. They're right. Embarrassed.
Yeah, so when I confronted her with that about her pulling my daughter's pants down, she said that Haley did it willingly.
Here's an example. When I was 3, I had a babysitter try to sexually assault me, a neighbor kid, you know, like a teenager they had keep me. I never told my parents about it. I'm talking about it for the first time here. But I said no and refused. I was a pretty tough little kid. I didn't want to put that in my mouth.
So I was like, my 8-year-old willingly took her pants off. I was like, no, I just think it was all wrong. And I'm really upset that I wasn't notified Monday or Tuesday by the school, at least, you know, oh, we're a little concerned. Something would have helped, not for me to get blindsided, slapped in the face.
Well, they're not your friends, and they operate outside the law. They are a eugenics organization, and most of this trash doesn't even know what they're part of. They're either control freaks, or they're pedophiles, or they're bounty hunters. That's it. 50%+ leave. They get there, they're like the lady that called earlier, and they go, We can handle the small percentage of real child endangerment and abuse with the police. Stay with us. The lawyer's coming up. We'll talk more and take
many
calls.
Human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look, I got the gun-grabbing news, the attacks on free speech news, everything. But this attack on the family, as the federal government has said over and over again, they're going to use the school to take over the family and take over society. Recommended by the National Child Abuse Defense Resource Center, supposedly one of the best lawyers and family stuff in Texas. We got about 10 others now lined up, too. Will be joining us, Butch Brott from Houston, coming up a little bit later. And then I'm going to shift gears later in the hour and get into all the financial news and police state news that is taking place out there. But I'm going to give the phone numbers out here in just a few minutes to the city council and the mayor in Buda, a little town just south of Austin. It's not so little anymore. It's exploding in size. And we're going to give you the number to the school, and we're going to give you the number to the county. And we're going to give you the number of the police department. In fact, give me the Buda Police Department number. I'm going to give these loathsome people. It was Buda Police Department in there, or was it Hays County?
Most likely Hays County.
Again, they won't give you any info at the school or the CPS. They just say, we're coming to your house.
I asked CPS, and they're like, well, all that information is confidential.
Yeah, that's all confidential. It's your kid, and we secretly strip searched him, and we're doing all of this, but we're not going to tell you anything. Just trust us. Meet us at your house. Now I'll meet you at a gas station. You pull in, and there she is with the unmarked cop waiting in the parking lot for you. I mean, just outrageous people. But, you know, she was laughing at you and stuff yesterday and real arrogant. She's not so arrogant now, is she?
That's right. I asked her for a phone number. She, like, kind of chuckled and gave me a number that's been going to voicemail. She's calling me private. So I haven't really spoken to her.
Her name is Nicole Pulver, P-U-L-V-E-R. And we've got those numbers there. We need the lawyers to be able to call them later. So I don't even know if I should give out the CPS numbers. Because literally, it'll shut them down. These are important calls. I need every listener. This affects everybody out there, not just us here in Austin, Texas. This is a case point example. I mean, think about what we've been trained to put up with. They strip, they take every kid in, guilty until proven innocent, do a big dragnet. This is worse than, you know, tapping people's phones, you know, just fishing expedition. It's totally illegal. They drag them in, they question them. They do this all over the country. They got quotas of kids they want to get. There's a bruise on her leg they can see. So they use that and say, your mom did that, didn't you? Well, no. Well, does your mom ever spank you? Well, I guess sometimes or once in a while. You know, this is, and again, spanking isn't illegal. Back when I was in high school, in junior high, I was getting pops every month. I'd get in a fight. I'd smart out to the teacher. I'd take me to the, and the principal would, you know, put bruises on me. And you know what? That got my attention. But see, the police taser you when you don't do something, and some other people are out of control. Or society does all this, but no, parents can't, even though it's not a law. It's like they'll take your kids for not vaccinating. There's no law. I mean, any other comments? What's it been like for you, Joe? Because, you know, with your former wife and your kids, and I've talked to Mike Nelson here and everybody in the office who has kids, I guess being in public school, this is just normal. Even when your 15-year-olds now have bruises from football, they try to take them.
Oh, yeah. Even in Del Valle, they do the same thing down there. I get calls that my son Joe has a bruise on his arm. It's all horseplaying. They want to know if we wrestle, we do this. Well, you know, we're guys. We're going to be playing around. It's very stressful to have to put up with people like this already.
And control freak secret agents.
Yes. And we needed somebody or the governor. They're not doing nothing for us. Ourselves as citizens, we have to do something.
Slavery is a lucrative business, and slavery's still around today. They catch you smoking pot, you're a slave. They catch a bruise on your kid, they're a slave. I mean, it's all about money, but they are passing laws. Federal appeals court with the authority over Texas handed down a decision in case that will refer to the Gates case. The decision is binding on Texas because it involves federal constitutional rights, supersedes anything the contrary to Texas law, the DFPH policy practices. And this is when, with one complaint, they go and grab whole families and just they never see them again. And then they've had to pass state laws explaining to CPS in Texas and nationwide, it's not illegal to homeschool. You know why most of the groups fighting CPS are homeschoolers? Because they take your kids. It's, you know, they don't care. Just amazing. Anything else you guys need to add?
No.
Stay here. I want to bring up one of the lawyers that came highly recommended. We've talked to 10 today so far, and they're in there calling more. I know a lot of organizations out there. The National Child Abuse Defense Resource Center recommended in Texas Butch Brott as the best, and I think we're going to go with him, give him that $2,000 retainer. I'm going to pay for that. And then today we've got to figure out how he can do a phone bridge or if we should talk to the CPS. But they're saying they'll talk to you because I've called them today, or they'll talk to your lawyer.
Yeah.
My dad, who's a physician, recommended, as the other lawyer filings do, to go to a physician to show she's not hurt, or they'll try to go get an order claiming she's hurt from a tiny bruise on her leg from a table. And you went to the doctor, and they said, she's not hurt. I'll give you the receipt, but I'll only give CPS a report saying she's fine. That's your medical record. So we'll have to get the lawyer to call them and say, release it to me. But tell us about the doctor's visit, and then in 1 minute we're going to go to Mr. Brott.
Okay, I went and got the health check, well checked. She said everything was fine. Haley said where she got the bruise from. Everything was consistent with the stories. So as I was getting ready to leave, I asked if I could have a report of everything documented, and she said, no, if anybody needed it, they would have to request for it.
So you as a parent, again, we have no rights. The whole system is like this. We're trash, we're scum, we're filth, we're nobody. We just pay the money. We just produce the kids for them to snatch them. We just pay the taxes for the war machine. You know, we're just here to be slaves. She's supposed to give you the well check slip, the thing she filled out. So we'll have the lawyer call them. Let's go ahead and go to the attorney, Butch Brott. Butch, thanks for coming on such short notice, sir.
It's my pleasure, Alex.
I know you've seen this a million times. I guess, did my producer recount the story to you, or do you want us to recount that for you so you can give us your take on it?
Rob and Janet gave me what happened, so I'm familiar with the facts.
Okay, give us your take on this, because you come highly recommended.
I mean, where do you start? From the standpoint of everybody has to understand that the state of Texas and all of the other states have made a pact with the devil when they subscribed to the federal money back in the 70s under the Mondale Act. And that deal was, we'll give you federal money for CPS as long as you provide these people immunity. And it's gone downhill ever since. They have absolute immunity, virtually absolute immunity, if they say there's abuse. The doctors have immunity if they report abuse. They don't have immunity if they say they don't report abuse.
So everything's geared for the tattletale society, and so now when I'm at the hospital having a baby, they ask if I ask my wife if I'm abusing her and put it in a database with the health department. I mean, this is the total Stasi society.
That's a very apt way of describing it. Nothing proves that nothing happened, but nothing proves that something happened. It's that backwards.
Now, what if it's official oppression? What do they operate outside their office? I mean, they did strip search her.
That has to do with the police and whether that is proper protocol or not. I have a real serious problem with a male police officer strip searching a female child or any female.
Well, regardless, if they wanted to strip search an adult, they'd have to get a warrant. I mean, I know they set up these eugenics courts in the 20s and the Mondale Act and then Clinton in 97. I know we've gone down this road of these fake courts, but this is just amazing. And then telling her over and over again, tell the truth, no, your mother did this, that's despicable.
Well, it's beyond despicable. The book Jeopardy in the Courtroom by Maggie Bruck and Stephen Cece shows how easy it is to corrupt a child's recollection. A child is going to respond to an authority figure and give them what answer they expect. It takes a very strong child to stand up and say no, especially when they come in wearing a uniform and a badge. You know, God mm-hmm. bless her daughter for saying no, nothing happened. But no, that is improper interrogation. It should not happen. I have already advised Janet to make a laminated card for her children to carry around saying, I do not want to talk or say anything without my parent being here or my lawyer being here. Put her name and phone number on it. And if necessary, put it on a lanyard so the child can wear it around her neck. That to me is abhorrent.
Well, just to finish up, in case they didn't relay this to you, they told her twice, maybe three times, we're not sure, no, your mother did that bruise until she said, okay, I guess she did. But it's on record that they told her to say it. Expanding on that, Monday, they see the bruise because it's pajama day wearing shorts at the school. Tuesday, they told her, don't tell your mother. Tuesday, they call her, tell her, we want to go to your house while her kid's at school. I tell her, you know, this may not be a good idea. They want to get in your house and look for stuff. We need to talk to a lawyer first. So she said, okay, let me meet her at a gas station. I told her, is she with a cop? They drive through. There's an unmarked cop car with a cop, with a woman. She leaves, says, are you there? Yeah, we're here. So it looks like they may be to the point of grabbing her daughter or something. What does this sound like to you, Mr. Brott?
Well, please, it's Butch. But secondly, force them to make the mistake. Make them commit to something that's illegal. They show up at your door and they want in. Where's your search warrant? They show up at your door and they want your child, where's your search warrant? Force them to make the mistake. If you haven't done anything wrong, insist upon that search warrant.
Yeah, because they'll trick their way in like a vampire. Let me in. It'll be all right if you just let me in.
Absolutely. And a small consent becomes a global consent. And then it's a swearing match. Who said what?
So I gave them the right advice not to go meet them?
Absolutely. I never advise my clients to meet with them.
All right. Stay there, Mr. Barat, Butch Barat, attorney at law, joining us from Houston. We'll be right back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit gardeninacan.com today. That's gardeninacan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 20th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $931.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $958.49, $479.25 for a half ounce, or $239.62 for the quarter ounce. That's $958.49, $479.25, or $239.62.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245. Kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to be
Butch Brodt, on top of this, her fiance has several other children with his ex-wife who live nearby. And when they were calling Janet yesterday, she was saying, and I want those other children. I want to know where they live. So I guess they were wanting to kind of, you know, meet their quota with children that don't even live in the same house. Your comments on that, sir, and where should this go? I mean, does she put her daughter back in the government training center so they grab her? You know, why were they taking photos? Are the police planning to arrest Janet? I mean, I guess later the CPS worker said she would talk to you. Certainly, you know, you've advised Janet not to meet with them. I mean, what's the course of action here?
Well, I am shocked that you would say they have a quota. They don't. They can destroy as many families as they can get a hold of.
So it's worse than that, yeah.
Yeah. And obviously part of their system, even though they deny it, is how many cases they open and close. It is hard to believe in the United States of America that as far as men, we are all perverts. We just haven't all been caught. As far as families, they're all abuse factories. They all haven't been exposed. I don't know how they expect us to have families or raise children or so forth, other than in state-run institutions.
Well, no, sir. Have you seen the? I mean, we've posted these, the textbooks that they give all the CPS workers in college. It says, quote, the family is a disease.
I have not seen the textbook. I am aware of this mindset that they are of the firm opinion that the state of Texas or whichever state you happen to be in is better suited to raise your child, your children, and teach them morals and values than you are. And that to me is abhorrent. It is so twisted as to beggar, you know, comprehension. I don't know how you get there. As far as what is the next step, they're going to snoop around trying to find something. Again, their mindset is just because nothing happened, you know, that there's no evidence doesn't mean something didn't happen. There are doctors who testify in these cases who say because there's no physical evidence, a percentage of cases there can be rape without any physical evidence. Beyond me to understand. I have actually heard a doctor give a presentation that the hymen grows back and that supposedly this doctor had photographic proof of this. It has never been published, but that's their mindset.
Yeah, everything is, so the deck is stacked. And how do they get the nurses and doctors? I guess if they're forced to do it, they get to where they like it. I mean, to go have a baby now is like entering a Nazi interrogation chamber. I mean, everything is interrogation. Everything is tattletales. Everything is, I have news articles where they're training seven-year-olds to spy on their parents. I mean, it's just, it's hellish. It's East Germany.
Absolutely. How do you train the doctors this way? It's very easy. You give them absolute immunity if they report abuse. You give them no immunity and civil liability if they don't. That's a no-brainer.
What about how now they ask everybody, do you own a gun? Do you have children? You'll go in to have your broken finger fixed, and they're little secret police asking you, do you have guns in your house? And then not telling you, by the way, we're filing this with a criminal agency. I mean, it's just incredible.
The answer to that one is it's none of your business. There is no illegal activity going on in my house, period, end of story.
Why don't you ask the doctor, hey, do you own any guns? Do you visit hookers, doctor? You know, I mean, you know, and he'd be like, how dare you? Get out of here. But it's normal for him to do it.
Well, because they're trained this way, unfortunately. And, yes, do they see actual abuse? You bet. Several years ago at Thanksgiving, my wife happened to trip on a long skirt, fell down, and broke her nose. I took her to the emergency room. I become the suspect. Excuse me, I've got 25 witnesses at home. Go talk to them. Take care of my wife.
Well, I was about to say, sir, I've seen the cases where people I know, I mean, well-to-do families come to my door, neighbors, and, you know, middle class, and say, you know, I know your show's about this stuff. You know, my daughter in front of witnesses at the playground broke her finger, and they're trying to take her, and they don't even want to see my witnesses. No, they want your kid.
That's right.
They got a jet to fly her to Saudi Arabia. She's 10 years old. She's got blonde hair. It's over.
And surprisingly, the number of kids who get snatched that fit that description.
All right, so stay there. I want to hear in just five more minutes on the other side, then we're going to have Kim Hart, Executive Director, National Child Abuse Defense and Resource Center, who recommended you, is going to come up about 5 minutes after that. And I'll give the phone numbers out to the Buda School District, the Buda Police Department, the Hays County Sheriff Department, and the City Council. I want you to call these people and let them know we're fully aware of their sickening activities.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633. Or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, Ionic Zone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual lamp and duct air sanitizers from $279. Ionic Zone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Case's Asiax Tea. Naturopath recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you next? Mainstream news admits they're creating youth brigades. New York Times says kids are tattling on their parents for taking a bath. It's not illegal, but they say it's bad for the carbon footprint. They're creating youth brigades. They've got 7-year-olds spying on people. This is in the news. This is the government taking over society. They grab masses of kids, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands every year. When they end up killing them in their custody, 5 times more likely to abuse them than any other group, nothing happens. You better care about this, folks, and become informed. Now, two final questions for you, sir, and then I'll get off air and let you start advising Janet and Joe what they should do with Haley here. But it does seem the worm is turning. You know, the Texas Youth Commission and all the mass rapings they were doing, the government, and all over the country, it seems despite all the CPS industry and the Child Protective Services propaganda and the federal propaganda, people know these are ghouls now. And that for every one good thing they do probably 100 bad, and they violate due process. I mean, is the worm starting to turn some good news here?
the worm is starting to turn because people like you, Alex, are focusing the spotlight on it. Unfortunately, too many people have the assumption that, gee, it can't happen to me, so why should I be concerned? Well, it's going to happen to you, directly or indirectly. It's going to happen to you and your kids, or you and your grandkids, or your children and their kids. It's going to affect you, and you need to know your rights. You don't talk to these people. I have a videotape of a CPS interview of a three-year-old boy from 1987, four times in a row. CPS caseworker asked this boy, did your daddy do these horrible things to you? And four times in a row, the child denies it. Caseworker on the videotape takes the child, sits her on her lap, rubs his crotch. He goes nuts, wets himself. She repeats the questions. He changes his answers. She asks him then, realizing he's wet himself, what you've just told me, is it the truth or a lie? He spins around, looks right at the camera, and says it's a lie, and they went out and got an indictment, which ultimately was dismissed.
So, excuse me, you're saying on record, and I've seen the famous cases where they tell him, this is what he did to you, now show me, and the kid, and they do it real happy, like with a clown, show me, this is how you did it, and they do it over and over again. You're saying they now do sexual abuse on the children on camera, and that's okay?
1987, on the videotape, they take this three-year-old boy after they ask him four times in a row.
Well, they're pedophiles. How many of these guys are pedophiles? I'm sorry, go ahead. Go ahead and finish your story, then I'm going to ask you.
Anyway, you know, how do you, one, interview that incorrectly? Of course, the way they do that now is they talk to them when they're not on the videotape and then bring them in and get them to repeat what they've just been told and say, oh, well, everything happened on the videotape. Horse hockey.
But wait a minute. Now the pedophiles on camera sexually abuse the children and that's good? I mean, that's how crazy they're getting?
That was 1987. Lord knows what they're doing today.
How many of them are pedophiles? Because they're always getting busted and caught. We know the pedophiles get into this so they can have access to kids. And, of course, they let the foster parents abuse them. That's where the smart pedophiles become foster parents. What percentage?
I have no idea, Alex. I have no idea. But I know that the vast, vast majority of the ones that I have dealt with come from dysfunctional families. They are dysfunctional themselves. They have no idea what a normal relationship is with a child or with a wife or husband.
Well, I've been around them a lot. I fought them. And it's always the guys are like the Nelly effeminate. I call it, you know, the android pedophile model. You know what I'm talking about. You fought them. And then the women are the butch with the haircut all crazed. I mean, is that not what you've seen with these people?
By and large, if I had to say there's a stereotype, you pretty well pegged it.
Yeah, fat Nelly, homosexual, and a butch. And then they don't like heterosexual families with kids, and they're waging war. And I'm not bashing gay people, but stop trying to steal our kids in your demon guilds. I mean, I've said it. I've just laid it right out, counselor.
Well, you will not get any argument from me that they are dysfunctional on more levels than one. And go find the real criminals. Don't try to indoctrinate them by putting them into your custody.
But see, that's what these Nelly scumbags like. They love the drama of tearing families apart. They love the power. And I'm declaring war on them.
And no question they like the power. They get paid a relatively low salary, and they have the infinite ability to destroy people's lives.
Yeah, well, we're coming after them.
If you're into a power trip, that's it.
Yeah. And again, I've just fought them. I've seen it. I've never seen it where it's not those. I mean, it's what it is. It'll be a weird, chubby, Nelly guy with a demonic face, you know, smiling. I mean, here, let me try to make the face for the TV crowd. And then the woman is like some angry, you know, demon. I don't know how to explain it.
I have been dealing with cases involving CPS since 1982. And in that period of time, I can recall one caseworker that impressed me as coming from a functional family, having a normal psychological makeup. One.
Yeah, so they're either perverts or they're pirates. They're people that just want the money, and they get the bonuses for more kids. I want to go to bring Kim Hart up, and stay there if you can, Mr. Broad. I want to bring Kim Hart up, Executive Director, National Child Abuse Defense and Resource Center, that recommended you, falseallegation.org. What is your comments about this, ma'am?
Well, the problem that we have is social services. Oh, by the way, hello, Mr. Bratt. The problem with social services is it was a nice experiment that's gone bad. You cannot give a bureaucracy complete and total control over families and children without accountability or the child abuse mechanism that follows behind it. This is not going to change until we remove the immunity that's been given to all of the people involved in the investigation and prosecution and accusations of child abuse by the state and federal legislatures. It's not going to change. The politicians know what's going on, but the lobby's just much stronger than we.
That's got to be one of the most evil things in the world, because this is a holocaust of families and lives and all the kids that get killed in their custody. And I guess they don't care. The politicians, just the lobbyists come in and they give them the money. And it's radically expanding, isn't it? That's one reason we see people fighting back now, is it's just they're everywhere. I mean, pretty soon.
Well, the numbers are astronomical. You know, social services numbers, even as ill-defined as they are, demonstrated for the last many years that there's approximately 3 million, we're not sure if it's children or accusations because, like I said, it's ill-defined. But of those, the Social Services, Department of Health and Human Services, acknowledges that they cannot meet a 51% burden on two-thirds of those, which is 2 million either children, accusations. We don't, like, again, don't know what the number means. But nobody really seems to care about the hell that those families are going through and the fear that it puts in the families.
But that's what this is about, ma'am.
And the power it gives the children once they understand what the power of an accusation is, because they're kids.
But that's why you tell your kids, you want to go live in a prison with big fat pedophiles, you go ahead and talk bad about us.
You can do that, but I mean, kids are indoctrinated in school now, you know, to tell everybody anything about anything they don't like, except don't tell your parents. It's only tell mandatory reporters.
Well, we got to get rid of the government training camps. I want to bring up Mr. Bratt just briefly and let him go, because he's a busy man. And Les, your opinion of this, Kim Hart, who's really, you know, heading a lot of this up and doing a great job. What should they do? I'm going to send you the retainer. We appreciate you, working on the case. Are you going to call this, this swamp thing? Or, I mean, are you going to call this creature, here in Buda? And try to ferret out what they're doing, what their game plan is. They said they'll talk to the lawyer. They won't tell them anything because they're just slaves. Where all this is going? I mean, any ideas of how this should progress? Do they go back to their house and wait for them to send the SWAT team? Because they'll make up false allegations too. I mean, what do they do?
Well, first off, you go back and you let them make the mistake. That's my home. I'm not afraid to be in my home. I cannot stop the state of Texas from doing something illegal, force them to make the mistake. Yes, I will call CPS. I'll probably get the same answering machine that Janet's gotten, but I will call.
Now, I talked to her this morning. She said she talked to you. It was yes, sir, now that I made some phone calls yesterday, and they looked me up. So, I mean, I think they may want to move on. Like, they thought this was a gazelle, they found that it was a tiger. They're going to move on to some other little poor family and corner them, and which is the pain to know this is just going to keep going on. But I think they're finding out this is kind of a porcupine they tried to eat instead of a nice little juicy gazelle.
Which, does CPS want to do an interview? Is that what's up?
Yep.
Well, you are the lawyer, and I'm sure that I don't mean to step on any toes, but you know, if they're going to go back, wouldn't you potentially also suggest third-party witnesses upon arrival and tape recorders in plain view?
Well, obviously tape recorders, but the answer is there's not going to be an interview without me present. Clients aren't talking to them. End of
correct.
Story.
I'm not talking. Never mind. That's not what I was talking about. But if, in fact, when they first just show up at the door, tape recorder in hand, so that they are a little bit more accountable.
Oh, by the way, I even have a little digital camera that shoots video. I'll give you the big camera. I'm gonna give you, loan you one of the small cameras that'll shoot for like 30 minutes so you can just flip it on and it'll be on camera and record that way. You gotta have that ready. And let them know, I found in my experience, be calm but focused. Go, look, you guys are already in enough trouble violating our rights. We've got a lawyer. We've gone to the doctor report. You know this is all made up. You know you told her to lie. You know, you're going to probably be getting our tort letters soon. You need to back off or don't even come to the door. I mean, what would you do, sir? What would you do, well, Kim?
Well, first off, you go to the door, and the answer is, where's your search warrant? I'm not talking to you. Where's your search warrant?
And you say let them make the mistake. I've seen a lot of cases where they'll go ahead and, you know, especially the Nellies, will go ahead and force their way in, kind of fall on their stomach. They'll kind of just worm in. How do you deal with that when they do that?
The neutral place where you can argue this is a courtroom if it comes to that. You're not going to win with one of these people at the door. If they want to make the mistake on camera, on tape, let them make the mistake. But the answer is, where's your search warrant? You don't have the right just because your CPS index.
And they'll keep banging on the screen saying, there may be abuse. Let me in. It'll be fine. Just let me in and then it'll be all right. You're going to go to jail if you don't. You're going to go to jail. And you just say, you know, that's a terroristic threat. You know, that's a lie. I mean, what do you say then?
The answer is, you're not coming in without a search warrant. I don't care how long you pound. Make them go and commit to something. Let them go to the police and say there's abuse going on in there. What's the probable cause to believe that there's abuse happening in my home?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them make the mistake. It's like when you get pulled over on the side of the road by a cop. You're not going to win there. Let them write the ticket and go to the courtroom and argue it there, where hopefully cooler heads will prevail. But no good has ever come, in my experience, from talking to these idiots.
Okay, so what you're saying is you're going to put them on notice they've got counsel. I'm going to put their phone number out. I think that's important.
Absolutely.
And from a lot of the experts I've talked to over the years, and I like your aggressive stance. My thing is, if you got the time and money, and Joe's on vacation this week, just split. That way, go to the beach or something, or go to San Antonio, go to the zoo, and then, you know, they'll usually move on to some other child they want to kidnap, you know, so they can do their horrible stuff.
The fact that school is not over, I assume school is not over up in Hayes County. It's not over down here.
So you think in the next week they'd try to trump up something? She's only missed 3 days of school. Well, what happens when they put her back in school and they cops come in and surround her and they show her the letter and they just snatch it out of her hand and say, you're going to jail unless you said your mommy hurt you, which is what they did. And people have trouble believing this. This is what we've seen on countless interrogation videos.
I have no doubt. I'm aware of similar instances. That's why I said you make a laminated card, size of a business card, have your child carry it. I don't want to say anything without my parent or lawyer being present.
What is this business about them telling her, you can't have your daughter at your house, take her to your mother's? Is that them just trying to take control of the situation?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They don't have a right to do that. Now, they have the right to go to court and file a pleading and say there's an emergency and let somebody swear to what the emergency is. Had one within the last couple of months in Galveston where the emergency was the parents refused to talk to CPS. Well, judge promptly said, no, that's not an emergency. And no, that's not grounds to remove the child.
The most destructive ones are when they tell one of the parents they have to divorce the other. That is one that's most distressing because most people are in no emotional state to deal with.
And it's all about splitting up families. It's all about, in their handbook, oh, we're just going to say they're abusive. No judge, no jury, no nothing. You've just got a divorce. I mean, next what? You got to come to my house and cook me a barbecue. You know, next you got to knit me a placemat set. I mean, you know, they're not God. You know, are you guys familiar with how the family courts got set up to carry out racial hygiene and eugenics in this country?
I am.
Well, great. Give us your insight on that, because I don't think people understand. These are the groups that would come and sterilize you forcibly. That's how they're outside the Constitution. This is a criminal, vestigial thing left over from the Hitlerian era that has just grown.
That's right. It's like the syphilis experiments. You know, gee, we're going to pick a class of people that we can use as guinea pigs. And it's been many, many, many years since I read the stuff on the eugenics and so forth, but the classic abuse to me are the black men who had syphilis and gonorrhea and who were not treated. We're going to see how the diseases progress.
And they told them they were getting treatment, and they let them spread it.
Yeah. But, you know, now we do this in the context of specialized family courts. We have 4D courts because this is where, you know, we now have abuse courts being set up.
Where the Constitution doesn't apply because there was no such thing as family court when the Constitution was written.
Meanwhile, everywhere, teachers now beat students, choke them, hit them, police taser five-year-olds, and that's all okay. They all have immunity trying to keep control of society. But then if a parent's kid is running out in the street and you spat them, boom, your kid's gone so that big fat pedophiles can, you know, have their way with them.
Well, it's even more than a parent spanking a kid. I mean, a parent can threaten to take away privileges, and if you get a hypervigilant social worker, you know, they believe these accusations, and
they
never question the child. Question whether or not the child is actually saying something that actually happened to them.
Because they want to break up the family. Well, I mean,
or something that they're putting into the kid themselves.
Exactly. I forgot that. You're not allowed to yell at them now. But it's not a law. They just say we're going to take them.
All of the countries or all of the states have something the equivalent of the child endangerment statute, which I call the maybe, might have, possibly, could have. You know, unwarranted disciplinary measures, if continued over an extended period of time, might cause damage. Something along that line. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Okay. Kim Hart, Butch Brott, I want to keep in contact with both of you. I want to have you probably back up both tomorrow. We can in part two of this, but I'm going to get Janet and Joe to call you right now. Thank you for coming on with us. When we come back, I'm going to give out the websites for falsealegation.org.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
We'll be right back.
All right, folks, I got a bunch of financial news and your phone calls and a ton of news I haven't gotten to coming up in the next hour. We're going to do a brief thing about CPS trying to steal people's kids when the kid's already dying and doesn't want any more chemo, and they say, no, we're taking it and giving chemo until they kill them. Just amazing. And this goes with them trying to force inoculations on everybody. But I wanted to bring up Rachel Wimbush with Stuckel and Ferguson Law Firm, also doing research, came highly recommended. It's paulstuckel.com. Dealing with this type of activity. So I wanted to bring her up for a few minutes with what her advice is. We're getting different perspectives. Have you been filled in, Rachel, on this story? I'm sure you've heard it a million times.
Yes, and we deal with CPS and false allegations, parents being falsely accused of sexual abuse or physical abuse or neglect of their children, and we hear these sad stories every day, and it's a war against our families.
But you've got to feel good because you're doing good work. I don't know how these, well, I guess they have the highest turnover of any industry, 50%+ I've read. I mean, how do these people do this, break people's rights, lie, and then they're five times more likely to abuse children in CPS than anywhere else, according to Justice Department? Well, what would you advise them to do? Because they're not saying what they're, you know, they strip searched her daughter, has a little bruise on her leg they saw with shorts. They strip searched her to try to find more. There was nothing more. It was a little bruise, size of a, maybe in between a quarter and a nickel, clearly from a table. You know, we've all had them. She told him that, and they said over and over again, no, your mommy did this. You're going to be in trouble if you don't do it, say. So she said, okay, my mommy did it. But she's on record saying, then they took photos, laptop, didn't tell her, and let her go to gymnastics at the end of school, called her and said, come to your house. In my experience, they wanted to come in the house and dig up some dirt or say it was neglect or there was dishes or something. I mean, what would you do about this? I mean, they won't say what they want. She drove by her place where she was going to meet him. There was the cop car with the CPS. What does this sound like?
It sounds like they already have it in their head, which all of them do, the law enforcement and CPS. They always believe the child, and if the child doesn't tell them what they want to hear, then they will threaten and intimidate the child. They see it as the children are victims of abuse, and they're set out to prove it, regardless of any type of evidence or indicia to the contrary.
Now, let's be clear, though. Most police aren't involved. Don't they, from what I've seen, you're the expert, have little special pet police that are part of the psychosis, kind of like the Nazis, that will go out and violate people?
They do, and actually, a lot of the advocacy centers where the CPS workers and the forensic interviewers are housed, there are detectives specially assigned to these child abuse cases, and so they work hand-in-hand with each other.
So they choose to be there because they like children so much. Okay, so where should they go from here, in your opinion?
Well, with the instance that you're talking about right now, it sounds to me like the family needs to have very strong and vigorous defense against CPS, because the child needs to be protected against the foster system. There's horrendous things that happen to these children when they're removed from a family and placed into oftentimes dangerous environments that are funded by the state. And the parents need to have legal representation to protect themselves against any criminal charges that may come forward, and also so they don't lose their family.
And then of course the system has an incentive to defend these horrible warrens where they keep children, where they routinely die. We're back in 70 seconds. Stay there. I want to do five more minutes with you to get more advice. I mean, CPS wants to meet. They want to come to the house. Should they go back and stay at their house, say no, bring a warrant, or bring a protective order? Should they wait? What should they do? Your perspective on this as an expert who's, you know, been involved in hundreds of these cases, attorney at law, Rachel Wimbush, with us as they try to kidnap young Haley out of our office. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to give you the phone numbers to these wicked creatures. There are child kidnappers everywhere. Claim they have immunity, operating. Hitler, and I always hate to go back to Hitler, but Hitler operated under the same eugenics program that set up the family courts. He got it from the U.S. and England. And the first people they killed, the first people they put in death camps, the first people that they shut down, were families. They say, oh, you're not fit to have your child. Oh, we're going to euthanize your child. Or, you know, you get a letter back, oh, your child died in CPS custody. And then they put more than two-thirds of the kids on psychotropics. A lot of them die from the drugs they put them on. And then they go before the state in Texas and say they have bad gene pools. We have that on video in Endgame. Going back to Rachel Wimbush, Rachel, what do you think they should do then, you know, hearing this? I mean, do they go, and I know you're not taking the case, you're just what you would do, you know, if you had this case, would you go back home? Would you wait? Would you stay away? You know, would you have a lawyer contact the CPS and say, what is this about? You know, how far have you gone? They wouldn't talk to me. They said, we'll talk to her or her lawyer. But when she then talks to them, they won't talk to her. They just say, come meet us, come meet us.
They don't need to do anything right now. They've already experienced how CPS works and where CPS is going with this. And if they don't have basis to remove the children, and there's not an emergency right now, CPS can't do anything. And so they do not need to cooperate. They need to have an independent defense, attorney represent them and have independent evaluations of everything that's going on and not cooperate with CPS, because CPS already has it in their mind what they're doing and what they're going after. And if they show up at their house, if they don't have a warrant, they don't have to let them in. They don't have to talk with them. And it's advisable that they don't, because CPS and the advocacy center, everybody that works in this whole industry.
And they lie incessantly.
Yes, and they're all on each other's food chain, and you know, their careers are based on.
What about school? What if they grab her at school?
Unfortunately, you know, they come in and speak with children all the time at school without notifying the parents, as they're required to do within a certain period of time after speaking with the children. But the girls should just not say anything and say, I want you to call my parents. I want you to speak with my attorney.
Absolutely.
Because right now, the way that CPS is headed, and we see this all the time in all of our other cases as well, they've already got it in their head where they're going, and just trying to cooperate with them is only going to make things worse. And until the family stands up and fight and make CPS work and prove their case, there's absolutely nothing that will stop these people. And so they need a defense attorney to defend them against CPS and this barrage.
Well, you're up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area?
Yes, we at Stuckel and Ferguson, we represent families all across the state of Texas in CPS cases, as well as criminal cases that arise out of false allegations of child abuse or false allegations of child sexual abuse. Because
have you heard of Attorney Butch Brott out of Houston?
No, I have not.
Yeah, he got recommended.
Paul Stuckel has heard of him before. Paul is the founding partner here.
No, I'm just trying to figure out who we should get in Austin or what we should do for them or who should talk to these creatures. I mean, would it be good to have a lawyer call the child grabber and try to ascertain, you know, where they're at, or like send a letter, overnight delivery to the school saying you will not talk to her without us being here. Here's the law firm. Or just sit there and wait for them to make a move.
No, I mean, with these people, you can't sit around and wait for them to make a move. You have to stand up and say, this is who I am. This is, we can meet to talk about it, but my client is not talking to you. They're done, and you're done harassing their children.
Okay, do five more minutes with us, because I've got a few more questions we got to break. Stay there.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, there's all this world news going on around us. I'm going to cover that coming up in a few minutes. But fundamentally, the state all over the Western world is publicly waging war against the family. They'll pay poor black mothers money not just to not have men in the house and then break the family down from 10% illegitimacy to over 90% now. They see the family as a disease. And they want to break it down. They've done a pretty good job. The families are all screwed up, breaking down. Society's breaking down. The state will be the only buoy. Then we can come to them and they can euthanize us. They can carry out their eugenics. Rachel Wimbush, I finally talked to my personal lawyer, Eric Tabb, and one of his partners is a family court lawyer. And we're talking to him now. We've talked to Brott. We're talking to you. I know this stuff moves so quick. I guess that's the problem. Were they planning to meet her at the house with the police? And we confirmed that was going on to force their way in, to find some dog hair, dirty dishes, they call that neglect, or to interrogate her and to get her to break down. I know they love to sneak attack. Is it good that she didn't meet with them?
Yeah, because anything that she says to them, they're just going to turn around and twist it and use it against her. We've seen numerous times where CPS workers have lied on the stand. They have perjured themselves, and the state, since they're a part of the state and a part of this whole child saver industry, does not prosecute their own people when they lie and fabricate facts. If they go to her house, unless they have a warrant to enter into her home, she does not have to let them in. And in fact, cooperating and letting them in to take pictures, of her children, to look at the house, to see if there's a stain on the carpet. All of that will be used against her to say that, the home was in substandard living conditions, the children are being neglected. They'll even look in the refrigerator, the pantry. Cooperating with these people and meeting with these people without a vigorous defense attorney with the client to represent her and to do the talking for her is just suicide, basically, because these people are not on the side of saving families and keeping families together, despite what their statement on the department's website is.
No,
they are not to keep families together.
They are the progeny of the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. They are literally the scum of the earth.
They are, and their theory is divide and conquer. We see it all the time. They believe the children, and in the cases of sexual,
they believe the children. They make the children do it.
Of course.
They say, you will say this or you're in trouble. I mean, what in these are evil people.
Exactly. And they don't understand that children can actually be, especially in custody battles, we see it a lot. Children are manipulated into making false allegations against the other party, the other parent. And they don't look to see, well, maybe somebody has an axe to grind. Maybe there's a vendetta. And if the parent doesn't believe their child because of some reason, maybe my kid's lying. Maybe my kid's saying this to get out of trouble. Maybe my kid's doing this for attention because at school they've been watching the good touch and bad touch videos. Then they go after the parent. We see it all the time. They actually will divide families and pit them against each other.
That's like sexual education, it turns out, makes them have more sex or makes them tattle, make up stuff. Mm-hmm. It's proven they have death education about don't commit suicide by putting this around your neck and then the kids commit suicide. You know, they know what they're doing.
They
teach them how to do all of this. And the public schools are federalized. They are a complete re-education camps is what I call them. And, we'll be in contact, Rachel Wimbush. I'm very impressed by your information and what you're saying. And I guess we've just got to, figure all this out and figure out. Do they put their poor little daughter? What, is she out of school next Wednesday? Yeah, June 2nd. What is June 2nd? Next Wednesday?
Tuesday, I believe.
Tuesday. I mean, do they put her back in the government re-education center so they can, be predators on her? Or do we send, a registered letter, keep her out till that gets there, Thursday or Friday, and then let the school be on notice that you're not to talk to her, you're not to do this? Because I just talked to my family court lawyer from my high-powered Eric Tabb lawyer, he said the same thing that they're saying, that they made a big deal to the strip search and a big boo-boo, a big no-no with not notifying you on Monday and then sending cops in Tuesday. I haven't had a chance to talk to him. Mike in the office was. Rachel, any comments on that?
Well, anytime the CPS comes out and speaks with the children or takes pictures at the schools, they do have to notify the parents afterwards at the minimum. But the problem with the schools these days is that they're mandatory reporters, and so it's often a pass-the-buck type deal where if they see a bruise, instead of asking the child what happened or even calling the parents and talking to the parents and say, hey, I'm concerned, is everything okay, they immediately call CPS. CPS comes out, terrorizes the children, takes pictures, and constantly asks, were you abused? And children know if you give the truthful answer and an adult is questioning you, an authority figure is questioning you, and they give you a look or a tone of their voice indicates that they're not satisfied with your answer, children eventually will change the answer to get this person to go away.
Well, no, that's exactly. I mean, let's say I'm talking to an 8-year-old girl and I say, did you see a green alligator back there in the swimming pool? No. Did you see a green alligator? No. You're in trouble if you don't tell me. They actually said to Haley, you're in trouble if you don't tell me the truth. And she said, okay, I guess she did. I mean, these people are sick.
They are, and when they interview children, they are supposed to be recording the conversation if they're talking with children alone, without the parents there. And if they threatened her like this, then that worker needs to be held personally liable for intimidating this child.
Yeah, well, she's saying that lady's name was Heather. And then we don't know this other one was actually there on site. Okay, well, we'll talk to you soon. The website is paulstuckle.com. It's the law firm Paul Stuckle, STUCKLE.com. Rachel Wimbush, attorney at Stuckle & Ferguson, a law firm specializing in false allegations of child abuse. Thank you for your information.
Thank you so much, and thank you for bringing awareness to this problem in our society. I mean, it really is a war on our families.
You bet it is. God bless you. Folks, there's nothing more fundamental than the state running around with eugenics courts set up 90 years ago, just doing whatever they want. And I mean, my film Endgame covers it, folks. Everybody's got to see it. Where the CPS would come and kill your baby. The CPS was set up where they would come, and if your baby was deformed or they said it was ill, they would smother it. And we have the newsreels of them killing children in the film. You will see them or refuse care to a baby. See, folks, once you know history, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. Are doomed to repeat it. Once you know what you're seeing. And you heard the lawyer earlier knew about this. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you the phone numbers. You guys want them to call. Do you want a request of the audience, Janet and Joe, that people call?
Yes.
Oh, yes, we do.
Okay, I'm going to ask the audience. You got our YouTube channel, that and the federal filing I did, got it turned back on. And that's millions of people will now see the truth because of you. I'm going to ask all of you. I know I spent all day on this. There's a lot of other important things, but this is fundamental. And I couldn't eat yesterday. I couldn't sleep. Kind of good, though. I got on the scales this morning. I've been on a diet. I lost 3 pounds yesterday. I was so upset. Because it's so fundamental, and we've been conditioned just to accept this like it's normal. And seeing you crying yesterday, you know, seeing that horror in your face, it totally registered with me. And to know we've got all this hell coming up, whatever it's going to be with these monsters, we need to hit them and hit them hard with the truth. Politely, but say, with the case of little Haley, write this down, folks, Haley at the Buda Elementary School. I want you to call the Buda AISD, the ISD, the Independent School District, not independent, federal brainwashing camp. I want you to call the city. I want you to call the county. I want you to call the police station. Now, here is the Hays County Sheriff's Office. Tell them that the CPS criminals are running wild. It's the sheriff's job to stop them strip searching, abusing, and like Soviet commanders, making her lie about her parents. Hays County Sheriff's Office, you need to call, file complaints about what's going on in that reeducation center known as the Buda Bulldog Elementary Center. 512-393-7800, 512-393-7800. Call them. Did you guys get me the Buda Police Department? Where is it? It's on screen. Buda Elementary School. This is the most important one. Let them know. Don't harass Haley anymore. Don't strip search her. Don't tell her to lie anymore. Or a little bruise on her leg. You people are nuts. They go from the schools giving you paddlings just 10 years ago to, I mean, this country's gone. 512-268-8449, 512-268-8449. Fax them at 512-295-2946. Call them, folks, 512-268-8449. Call them now or fax them, 295-2946. And you tell them it's going to be on TV here locally in Austin as well. Again, Buda Elementary School, grades. Now, that's K-2. What's K-2? 1 through 2?
Kindergarten through second grade.
What grade is she in? Third?
She's in second.
Okay, that's perfect.
There's an uphill and downhill campus.
Uphill and down, because this is the right one.
Yeah.
512-268-8449. Fax 512-295-2946. Hit them with news articles about the CPS abusing people. Hit them with our information. Let them know. Let them know we're fully aware of their activities. Look at this. Buda Elementary School, where children come first. Yeah. Putting them in FEMA camps comes first. Look at this article. Town Hall hires citizen snoopers as young as 7 to spy on neighbors. This is the type of news we've got. When I come back, final segment on this, I'm going to give you, I had the right number here. I want to give people the Buda phone number to their police station. And I've also got, I got the city council here, 512-312-0084, 512-312-0084. And I'll give you the mayor, Bobby Lane, who runs this operation.
Hello. eFoods Direct wants everyone to have food that tastes better than home cooking. But we have found some more people that we don't want to have our food. If you think pornography is protected free speech, but speaking to God in public prayer should be prohibited, don't visit eFoodsDirect.com. If you think that automakers who create millions of jobs should be put out of business, but modern-day money changers who create nothing should be bailed out, don't visit eFoodsDirect.com. If you think that schools should give kids condoms and teach abortion, but should ban Bibles on campus, don't visit eFoodsDirect.com. If you think that the White House garden should be front-page news, while laws are passed making it illegal for you to have a home garden, don't visit eFoodsDirect.com. For the rest of you, visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. Not sure what you need? 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 to...
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, I do have a news blitz coming up. All the day's news condensed down here at the end, so stay with us for that. But this is a big deal. Even if you don't have children, this is a great evil going on. It's all part of the secret police society where somebody just says something and then the life's ruined. It's like Hannah Montana, the girl that plays that, is now out saying pass the Cyberbullying Act, where if you say something hurt your feelings, it's 5 years in prison, huge fine, federal felony. No fly list where you can't own guns now, all introduced. I mean, these people mean business. We've seen this in the Soviet Union before. The way they implement things is like the Soviet Union with a little bit of Nazi, but the way they run the financial system is kind of like the Nazis. But the political system is like a Soviet communist system. And they've hired those people to consult and set this up. I mean, these are evil people. And they love being hard-hearted. They're either trying to make money off the kids or they're pedophiles. Or they can't handle it and leave. Because there are some parents that are abusing, and they have TV shows about it and rationalize it and make parents look bad. I'm going to give you, the Hayes County Sheriff's Office is the main one in the school with the kids. These are the people to call. 512-393-7800. Tell them shame on them strip searching a little girl and ordering her to take her pants off or she'd be getting trouble. That's terrorism against a little girl. Shame on Hayes County. You're going to get a name as bad as Williamson County. What a group of boss hog dirtbags down there. I hear a lot of bad stuff about you guys. You really are shameful people. 512-393-7800. You know, a lot of folks are moving out of Williamson County and stuff because you got a bad name. I mean, I guess you want one, too. 512-393-7800, Hayes County Sheriff's Office. Shame on you. The American people know what you're doing in the great history of the Soviet Union. Shame on you, Sheriff. 512-393-7800. Call them. Let them know the American people are aware of what's going on there at that Butte Elementary School and the sickening evil they're carrying out. 512-393-7800. And it looks like they may be targeting Hispanics. 512-393-7800. You call them and you tell them the whole world's watching, the lawyers are watching, and that these sheriff's deputies will be held liable individually if they engage in crime. Because I know they like to go into houses even without warrants and taser people and make up lies. You're being watched closely. Your criminal activities are being watched. Put the criminal's number up there again. 512-393-7800. And let's call the county commissioners. This is important. I want you to call all these, ladies and gentlemen. Had it here in my stack. I can't keep track of everything anymore, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. It's under this stuff. Dr. Jeremy Lyons, superintendent of schools. I know this guy gets big federal bucks and, you know, is put in there as superintendent. At least most of them are. I don't know about him, but this is going on in his school where they bring all the kids in and interrogate them and ask them about mommy and daddy to try to do a dragnet. I mean, think of how evil that is, how un-American. Call up Dr. Jeremy Lyon, probably one of these little guys with a breath mint who pimps around in his little suit and gets off on his lazy-ass government job. Excuse me, I'm just sick, all you parasites. I know who you are. 512-268-2141. That's the superintendent of schools, 512-268-2141. And you tell them this is going to become a national civil rights case, them strip-searching little girls. 512, and who think of the other kids they've been doing stuff to? Who God only knows. 512-268-2141. We've talked to lawyers. You're supposed to, by law, to tell the parents what you did, but you didn't. 512-268-2141. Lori Schroeder, Buda principal, 512-268-8449. 512-268-8449. And here is Hayes County Department's. I want to call the county commissioners. Where is that on here? So many of these stupid numbers. Adult probation, auditor, civic center, commissioner's court. Call them. Ask for all their extensions. Ask for the county judge. 512-393-2205. 512-393-2205. We want to get a buzz going. They think they're doing all this stuff in the dark. Kind of like they got a concentration camp out back. You know, nobody notices it. No, we're going to expose it. 512-393-2205. 512-393-2205. Ask to speak to the county commissioners, and then you tell them what's going on. You talk to the county court at law. 512-393-7625. And that's basically some of the good numbers to call there. Guys, we're going to stand behind you on this. I've got my lawyer recommended. We got the other two folks. We're going to check it out. Probably go ahead and get you two lawyers just so you got two. You got cameras. You got materials. At the end of the show, we got to talk to my lawyer because he was reading the Riot Act, you know, off during the break. And God bless you.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Alex.
You bet. Hey, I can't help everybody under attack, but I am sure going to help people that work here for me. And I appreciate all you, the listeners, and I know we spent 3.5 hours on this today. It's just, this is tyranny. This is what it is, and we've got to recognize it for what it is so we can defeat it. Please call all those numbers. A lot more news coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
We don't need no education.
You know, Jesse Ventura has been all over radio and TV lately, and I'm good friends with him. Just hadn't thought to call and bug him, and I called and talked to his wife yesterday. He gets back today to Minnesota. He may be on later this week or next week, but we're going to get Ventura on, talk about a lot of stuff, about the waterboarding and the rest of it. I should have got him on before everybody else did. I knew he was coming back. He said, I'll be back in March or so. Have me on then from Mexico. And I just forgot. Here we are in May. So I should have got him on a month and a half ago, but that doesn't matter. A bunch of other big guests coming up later in the week, into next week. I got a big news blitz coming up here. Big stacks of news I haven't even gotten to yet, and we will cover that. Got off track today for 3.5 hours because of what's happening with somebody here in my office with CPS. We already had this guest set up separately with what CPS is doing. Diane Miller, nationalhealthfreedom.org. She's a Minnesota attorney, successfully helped to defend a Minnesota farmer from charges of practice of medicine without a license, all this other stuff. And there's all these cases where they'll grab kids, do chemotherapy, and then kill the kids with the chemotherapy. There's a Texas case we covered last year, and they finally won in court. This isn't like Christian Science, but if you don't have your rights to not do stuff, then you have no rights, and they can force vaccines on you. But this is cases where they admit the chemo won't even help, and then they still do it. This case has gotten national attention. In fact, here it is on Fox News, just came out today. Father asked mom, 13-year-old boy, resisting chemo, to come home. So we're talking right now to Diane Miller. Diane, what's the latest on this case?
The latest is that the dad does not know where the mom and youth are, and did not appear at the hearing yesterday where they were going to be discussing how he would comply with the recommendations of a pediatric oncologist that does conventional care.
And what is your relationship to this case?
I am the national director for National Health Freedom Coalition. We've been informally advising on the health freedom issues involved in the case.
For those that don't know the case, can you specifically just boil it down for people?
A child was diagnosed from family physician, sent to a pediatric oncologist at Children's Hospital. They recommended chemotherapy. The parents did not want to do it, but they agreed to do a first round. And the first round was severe complications. The child was ended up in the hospital for 11 days with a large blood clot under his arm and up to his heart, and couldn't walk, and came home and rehabilitated for a couple weeks doing alternative health care, and didn't want to go back to the rest of the chemotherapy, and got a second opinion. Second opinion said do conventional care. And they reported him to Child Protection when the parents did not bring him back for the second round.
So even when you get a second opinion, which the other cases they get from medical doctors, they say, we don't care. And, you know, I had a dog got cancer. They gave it one chemo shot. He quit breathing and died within 10 minutes. And I know everybody else I know, a lot of times they find cancers aren't really cancers, and they wipe them out with this stuff. This is quite an industry. And so they don't want it, but I guess so where is this going now?
Well, they put a warrant out for the mother and the child to find them so that they can, in the county without the mother or child present, transferred custody to Brown County so that once they find the child, the county would force the issue.
So they're hell-bent on killing this little boy. Tell us about him.
Yeah, and the media is not carrying the defense. We had Dr. Norm Shealy testifying. He said that personally himself, you couldn't give him $1 trillion to take chemotherapy, and discussed the side effects, the efficacy, and the political holding of the chemotherapy industry.
Yeah, these aren't just families saying no. Medical doctors all over are saying it's basically rat poison and kills you. It doesn't help you.
Right,
they don't care how many medical doctors you've got. The state says, we're going to practice medicine. The kid dies.
Right. And the laws in most states say that if doctors say anything outside of the recommended prevailing and accepted standards of care, they can lose their license. So basically in the United States, there's a gag order on cancer cures.
Yeah, I knew about that. It's just unbelievable. So the family's disappeared, though. They're not going to, I guess they are extremists. They don't want to kill their son.
Right. They don't want to kill their son. They don't want to kill their son. That's basically what's going on. They're very well educated in alternative health. They had a high learning curve. They're researching everything they can get their hands on. They're looking at other clinics. They're doing all kinds of stuff to figure out how best to bring their son back in a state of wellness without giving him a toxic, lethal substance.
You know, I printed it, and I couldn't find it in my stack from last night. A girl from Corpus Christi, we had her on like a year ago, and they grabbed her. She was fine, gave her chemotherapy, almost killed her. They fought and finally won in court. What's her name?
Corpus Christi.
I forget, but the point is I've got it here in the stack. But, I mean,
in the Oklahoma Lily Rott case, Lily went to Switzerland to a hospital. The United States tried to extradite her back to the United States for a second round of chemo because the first one almost killed her, so they left. And the Swiss doctors would not let her go because they said the amount of chemo that they would have given that child would be child abuse in Switzerland.
Yeah, it's totally sick. I know. They abuse children and then call it abuse, not abusing them. For those that don't know, ma'am, you know, researching this and the doctors you've had testify, tell folks what chemo is. Because, I mean, they love it. They can charge $10,000 for a bottle of Raid. I mean, explain to people why this is a mafia.
Right. The cost of the first round of diagnostics and the chemo in one round was $92,000. And if 1,000 people die of cancer every day in this country, and you know that most of them take chemo, it's just a $1 billion industry that's pumping money in every day. The drugs that they give usually target cancer cells. They kill developing cells. Some drugs kill all cells, and then they hope that enough cancer cells get killed that the person eventually survives and builds their own immune system. But the problem is that most chemotherapies don't target a particular cell, so it's killing your immune system off in general.
Yeah, in fact, I know a lot of people now dying of blood diseases, and mm-hmm. you know, they're dying 5 years after they took chemo.
Right.
It just totally fries your blood.
Yep, they get heart failure, they get thyroid problems, sterilization, and they have a very high risk of getting leukemias and other blood dyscrasias after they have chemotherapy rounds. So the in our opinion, the parents are being extremely responsible in this case. They are like the opposite of neglect. They are empowered, they're critical thinkers, they're doing the best they can to do the analysis of what they want for their child, and that's what we want in America, and it's being totally trashed by imposing a conventional standard of care. Basically, the research drug companies do their own research projects, then they promote their drugs and they say this was promoted for a cure. And they say you don't have the numbers for your other natural remedies, so it doesn't work. And they're basically arguing that because you don't have big double-blind studies clinical trials that you can't do it.
As you know, you're an expert in this. That's phase one. Now they've been kind of defeated, so they're now patenting fish oil and patenting vitamin C and trying to then make governments where we can't have it over the counter, where we've got to then go pay $92,000 from them for some vitamin B12.
That's right. They're going after the dietary supplement, chipping away at that for sure. They're trying to do it slowly so that we don't have a huge outcry. So they just do one little thing at a time. It doesn't create enough, you know, so we're taking a resolution forward in this fall on the codex issues and that to stop some of that.
All right. Well, Diane, we really appreciate you joining us, and you're a great guest. I want to have you back up for a full hour in the future. We're sorry for moving you earlier. I have CPS trying to kidnap one of my employees' daughters for absolutely no reason, strip searching her, everything. It's total insanity. But how do we help this little boy? Or I guess there's nothing we can do. They just hopefully the parents can hide him before the kidnappers get him.
Right. Well, the biggest thing, I think, is that this case is so constitutional that there should be appeals going and amicus briefs and whatever. And the attorney's law firm taking this case that took the case is a very small law firm with two attorneys. The lead attorney on it is Calvin Johnson, the one that did the farmer case with me 15 years ago. So if you can support that law firm so that they can get another person on this case full time, then we can really take it all the way where it's supposed to go. And
sure. I mean, I ran into precedent just last night in Texas. There was a state court in the case of this little girl. And in fact, I was Googling Fight CPS and found that article. I've had so many guests on, I forget them all, last night, and I can't find it, guys. Type Corpus Christi girl doesn't want chemo.
Okay.
And that should pull her up because I want to show people on screen. Yeah, and the thing is, she won her case. When I had her on like a year and a half ago, she was battling, and she was fine. And then they gave her the chemo, and it almost killed her. You know, they kidnapped her, gave her chemo. They got an injunction, got her back. And now it's a year and a half later, and she's doing better. Her hair grew back. But they're still hell-bent on going back to court trying to get her.
So
folks can go to nationalhealthfreedom.org. No, that's not it. 12-year-old with cancer taken from her parents. Yeah, Corpus Christi girl.
Okay.
I don't know if that's it. Well, I'll try. It's in my stack. I'll try to dig it out.
We had Billy Best at the trial, but the judge wouldn't let him testify. He ran away from chemotherapy and did the 714X with Gaston Nassance in Canada, and he's fine today, and it was 10 years ago.
Oh, tell folks that story briefly then.
Yeah, Billy Best is a teenager that ran away from chemotherapy. He wrote a book, The Boy Who Ran Away from Chemotherapy. He was at the trial the other day. He's a Native American, and they tried to force chemotherapy, and his father eventually found him and got him across the border into Canada, and he went to the 714X Gaston Naissance Clinic and got well, and now is promoting his book and speaking, and the judge would not let him testify.
Total filth.
It was irrelevant.
Yeah, irrelevant. What was the treatments they gave him that were successful?
714X is an immune treatment customized for cancer in Canada.
Wow, but of course we can't have that.
Right. All over the world they're using 714X, and we can't have it, right. And then when Billy came back to the United States and he wanted to get his 714X, they stopped all the shipments at the border of Canada and the United States. So he had to always go up there and get them. So he lived meagerly for forever, and still just, you know, it's just hard to be in a courtroom for him and to watch the same thing happening to other youth.
Well, yeah, because the globalists want globalism, so if a nation develops a cure, they can go in and shut that down.
That's right.
What the New World Order is all about, eugenics. Have you discovered that in your research?
I have personally, not through the National Health Freedom Coalition, but my personal views on that resonate very much with your radio show.
All right. Well, Diane, you're a wonderful person. Folks can find a link to that law firm at nationalhealthfreedom.org.
Thank you. Thank all you right. So much for all your work.
No. God bless you. Good to have you on with us. Folks, you know, I'm not going to apologize for doing 3.5 hours on CPS today because it's a huge scourge. And I've thought a lot of times about doing whole show specials where we just focus in on one issue. I've done some of those on 9/11 and other things in the past. When I talked to this little girl yesterday, Haley, and I'm going to do a news blitz here in a moment and then take some calls. I may even go into overdrive today because I got to talk to the law firms. That's another frustration. I can't cover all the evil. I can't even explain all the evil, much less fight it all. I mean, But I'm telling you, it's the system. It's the judges, and it's the government people, and it's the lazy society going along with this. I mean, they put cancer viruses in your vaccines, folks. It's on record. They brag and write books about it. It's real funny to them. And then they got these dumb judges who will die of cancer themselves getting flu shots every year. They're not part of the conspiracy. They just know they get reelected and the foundations give them money and the lobbyists give them money if they do all this evil. And they kind of spread the risk. They all do a little piece of the evil. They all kind of like they sell derivatives and then triple certify them and have insurance companies certify them. And then they sell those certifications as derivatives. You know, it's like just a whole, it's like Enron, a bunch of criminals kind of all plausibly denying what they're doing. And then this goes on. And I mean, I couldn't sleep last night. I'm getting to the point where I can't eat. I'm getting to the point where I can't sleep. I kept waking up because, I mean, I care about these kids. I care about, there's nothing more important than families. And they say families yelling at each other, they'll take your kids. That's not against the law. That's what everybody does. Look at the dysfunctional the government is, a million times worse. And look, the truth is the truth. When I tell you that when I've gone and confronted CPS and fought them, it's always a bunch of pot-bellied pedophile types, a bunch of Nelly pedophiles. And I'm sick of you bastards. I mean, I hope you go straight to hell. I'm sorry to talk like that for everybody, but I mean, that's what I think, and I'm going to say it. I want to bring you down bad. I mean, I'd give my life to bring you people down. And I don't care what the media does to me. I don't care how I'm attacked. I don't care what goes on. I'm not afraid of any of you, and I'm committed to the end. I'm committed to this, and I'm asking God for providence. I know there's a lot of good people out there. I know there are. There's a lot more than there were in Sodom and Gomorrah. And I'm asking God to give me the help and give the listeners the help to fight these people. And even if you don't believe in God and you're some atheist, I mean, is it okay to let the government play in control freak and violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution? Is it bad, too? I mean, is everything bad? You know, live free or die, folks, because there's no point in living as a slave. But if you have the attitude you're ready to die for freedom, then you'll have freedom. But if you cower, you're going to lose it. You know, here I'm telling this family, I'm saying, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I'm advising you to stand up and fight these people. And they did the right thing. But most people don't have the courage to do that. And you notice all the lawyers agree with what I told them yesterday. Does that mean it's the perfectly safe course? No, nothing is. I mean, look at this news. Corporate media exploits teen idol to push cyberbullying bill. Kurt Nemo, I should have talked about this all day, but I had to cover the other. How they're setting up no fly list, no gun buy list, no travel list, tracker list, no work list, no credit list, no fly if you've got bad credit. It's all being announced. Reuters is reporting like it's a good thing, making you feel sorry for somebody called teen idol Miley Cyrus, who's some Hannah Montana stupid thing. I haven't really paid attention to it. Some icon that she goes, people call me fat. I want them arrested. And it says, oh, felony charges if you criticize anyone on the internet or free speech. I mean, no more free speech. Forget hate crimes laws. This is just no free speech, period, introduced with Reuters and MTV and Disney and everybody promoting it. I mean, it's happening. Oh, got to get that out to people. Government critics to be sent to mental asylums. This is being reported on. And this is out of England. The government has established a secretive new police unit with the powers to detain anyone any length of time without any due process. A shadowy unit called Fixated Threat Assessment Center, FTAC, was covertly established in 2006. The unit includes services of police psychiatrist. Because, see, then it's all this craziness. We say you're mentally ill. You're going away after we drug you for a few years. They did that to that doctor in Kansas City, remember, who was criticizing the government, so they grabbed him. I think 9 years later, they're still forcibly drugging him with antipsychotics. He's like a vegetable now. No judge, no jury, no arrest. Why? For one good reason, and one good reason only. Psychiatrists operate above the law. They can detain anyone at any time for any. See, they're the new priesthood. Well, we'll do a news blitz, maybe jam in a few calls. Richard in Australia, Stephen in Texas, others. This is all out of control.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Chews for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Chews for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The government is giving us cancer. The government is enslaving us. The government is corrupt. The government is evil. The government is sickening. It's filthy. And I need you, the listeners, because we're the best there is, and that ain't saying much. Spread the word about this show. If you're listening on AM and FM stations, spread the word. If you're listening on satellite, shortwave, internet, if you may be listening on an AM and FM station, your cousin in another state will have internet, even if it's not an AM or FM in their area. Don't forget the free podcast at InfoWars.com. You can download every day. We need to reach more people. The stuff being discussed here is too important. And look, tomorrow and the next day, I think I'm going to clear the decks. I know we got some big guests coming up just to take calls and get to everybody. Because I say I'm opening the phones up, and then we get stuck with it. We've had like five, six guests in here today and gone over all this. And there's just so much news. So much going on, so much happening, and I get completely distracted just by I'm trying to kidnap this 8-year-old girl that works here in the office for a bruise that big on her, down her thigh. You know, that clearly is from some cornered object, a table. And that's how crazy this society's gotten. They'll ruin lives, and they do it with absolute pleasure. And then they're announcing they're going to make the automakers put out these cars, and it shows them that look like they weigh 50 pounds, and they're not going to let you have cars anymore that are big or nice. I mean, you know, it's just total control. America is imploding, and meanwhile, you know, they give $20, $30 billion to car makers so they control them and say what cars will look like, but then they say we're giving $14.8 trillion to foreign banks, and no one can know where the money went. Meanwhile, the WHO's running around saying the flu is going to kill everybody and they need forced inoculations in the fall. And I mean, this is all happening. H1N1 flu deaths and cases edge higher. WHO considers going to level 6. The end of the great American gas guzzler as Obama gets set to unveil the toughest U.S. policy ever on fuel efficiency. California voters kill budget measures. That's a tax revolt. They say, we don't care if you shut the government down. No more taxes. Schwarzenegger, that piece of trash, is failing. Obama's new rules will transform U.S. auto fleet, shut it down. You know, this is the type of stuff I've got here. I see these type of articles every day in the news and never get to them. This is an article about a city council telling citizens they can't have websites criticizing council members and telling them it's illegal. Like, I see these reports where judges have people arrested for political signs criticizing them outside their jurisdiction as if they could do it inside. I mean, government thinks it's God. It's gotten way too big for its britches. It's not enough to ship the drugs in, the heroin, the cocaine, to put cancer viruses on our vaccines. Now you got to have all our kids now because you can't kill them with cancer viruses quick enough. And I know a lot of you can't deal with that. That's the reality. It's out. It's public. It's there. You want to look it up. City Council says no website. City administrators have sent a letter to a local website operator ordering her to remove information related to municipal offices. City Council members learned Monday's work session. And they got the mayor in here saying, you're not allowed to criticize the government. I will have you arrested if you don't follow this. Just cuckoo. Cuckoo. You're cuckoo. You're not God. All right, I'm sorry to the callers. I didn't get to you then this hour. I'll be back tomorrow live. If there's new developments, I'll be on with Burmese 9 to midnight tonight. I'll be back tomorrow 11 to 3. A lot of big stuff coming up. And please continue to spread the word with all our free YouTube and Google videos. Please purchase the books and videos. Donate at the Money Bomb at InfoWars.com. I'm not made out of money. I was supposed to plug a bunch of sponsors. Didn't even do it again today. It's becoming a problem. I'll do it all tomorrow. The point is I don't even plug my own videos the whole show. please support us, because I've got to remember to fuel our tanks here in the InfoWars. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Free transmission starts now with the incredible saga, strip-searching little kids, you name it, with a sickening, degenerate, illegitimate, scumbag government. We're taking you down.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.